superhero back in the house.
Hello, hello.
Then I got my boy, Brandon.
What's up?
This is from Miriam.
It's my jam.
Yo.
Show me a move, Bailey. There you go.
Shoulders.
I'm in a boat. It's rocking a little bit.
Break it down, Bailey. Oh, shit. Break it down, Brandon. Let's go.
No.
No.
Seriously?
Uh-oh. He's up.
Why not, baby? Do it. Yeah.
How can you not move to this?
You gotta do the cowboy.
Do it.
No, it's not.
He's gotta dance.
My man Brandon was making fun. He thought I was gonna break in with the hip hop. I really threw him for a loop on this one.
Actually, you threw me for a pretty good loop as well.
We're bringing it back to the 90s.
Yeah.
That's right. And this is Malcolm, American Riddle. Got in front of me, my main man, MIA. He's MIA like Chuck Norris.
I mean,
Brandon,
2 weeks.
Alter.
About 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, man, we've missed you.
Thank
and then
you.
Right up in front of me, I got
guys.
The superhero.
I think I've been way longer than that.
Super Dupa! The superhero, Bailey Fink in the house, baby boy. Welcome back.
I'm back.
My man, back in action. He was throwing some moves down. Break it down, Bailey. Oh! Oh! He's breaking it down, folks. The shoulders are in effect. Oh! My man, Bailey. And then we got Miriam Tazi. You guys all know her.
Yeah, just me.
Show us a little love, Miriam. Break it down.
Dance back and forth.
Twerk it.
I gotta get up. You know.
Twerk it for us.
It's so easy.
Aggressive.
Twerk it like Miley Cyrus, yeah.
I had to. I was going to play something else, but Brandon was...
Reminds me of the movie.
Yeah. This is the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop then, it throws me for a loop now.
It really did. I did not expect that. Yeah. Not
so that's what's up, people. Yeah. I had to do it to Brandon. Brandon was sticking it to me before we started the podcast. He's energized. He's
Your
back
dance
from
moves
Cali.
Were like straight off Apollo Theater, man. That was good.
They're going to boo me off.
You touched the stump before you got
They're
on stage.
They're going to boo me off, you know what I mean? I haven't watched that in a long time.
Really?
Yeah. What am I supposed to watch
really?
It? What the fuck?
Really?
What the
fuck? Yeah. You don't watch it on
like
the weekends?
That. I'm being like that.
Nah, man, I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't watch anything on
It was on after Mad TV.
Get myself situated. And I'm stuffed. Just ate some shim shari right out of Tyson's Corner. You guys ever eaten there?
No.
It's a Persian place.
It's fun to say.
Damn. Shim shari.
Yeah,
I think it's pronounced shim shari.
Shim shari?
Is it?
Shim shari.
Sounds like that song from Mary Poppins.
I was going to say, it's a little Mary Poppins.
Basically, you got me.
They basically give you, I don't know, maybe 5 pounds of rice.
I was going to say, is it?
It was a lot.
I think
and kebab.
I think I ate like, 4 point... I don't know, 9333333 pounds of it.
I can put down some rice.
I had a bit of an incident, too, afterwards.
Uh-oh.
The incident going there. I went to the gym, like I told you. I went to the gym, worked all day in the wine shop. And so I went to the gym. And the McLean in Virginia, the gym, you have to pay for parking. So it's like a, what are those things called?
Like a security bar.
Security bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this it was up when
aren't
I went
already,
in, so I was like, oh,
paying
maybe
to go to the gym.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so maybe Sundays you don't have to pay for the parking.
Yeah, yeah, right.
The fuck,
God covers your tab.
But when I came
day.
Out, they were both locked down, and I left all the equipment here in the wine shop with my credit card, so I couldn't pay the
Holy
dollar
crap.
To get out.
Oh, no.
So I was
it's
riding
a Seinfeld
around.
Seinfeld situation right there.
I was stuck, and I ordered food, and I finished the gym. I was starving, man. So I did the unthinkable.
Uh oh.
Drove up on the fucking
you
curb over the hedges.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
And through the woods.
That was your only way out.
Yeah.
What else could you have done?
I had to.
Sometimes that happens.
At least you have a big car for that.
I have a 4x4.
Yeah.
Went right over it. Had to do it. I felt bad because remember we saw the guy on one of the podcasts that we did out and he drove his Hummer over and I was
like
really critical.
Douche.
Yeah. So I.
Whoa, man.
Yeah.
Did you ever end up on
I
the toll road
happens.
With that issue before? I've definitely had that happen to me.
So
no change, man.
I did the douche move and drove up over.
I can answer.
And
ignore me.
That's what happened. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, I just was wondering if you ever ended
Brandon's
up on a
back.
All right, I'm done. Question's over.
Brandon's back, everyone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't do that. People are going to hear that and be weirded out.
It's all right. Go ahead. Tell me your question.
Keeps you on my toes.
No, I was just saying, like, as a person who's had this happen to me, like, you don't have the change and you end up on the toll road.
I got plenty of change. If you go in my car, yeah, I got plenty of change.
I got like $63 yeah. in change. All right. In my car.
Question yeah. retracted.
I feel
like I'm testifying in front of Congress.
Well, I always use the toll road for various reasons, but I have the Easy Pass because I'm on here. There so much.
Yeah.
It's expensive as hell, but.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
It is, definitely.
Do you save money actually by using that? Do you? Oh, hi.
There you are. You got to get your level back up.
I don't know.
Do I save money?
Do you save money by using the Easy Pass, or just
to go
time. Through faster?
You know, you save
it's
money.
You save
money?
Time, and time is money.
Okay. Yeah. No, you save money somehow. I just never added it up.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, because in the Metro, you don't with a smart trip card.
No, you don't. Well,
oh, no. It's just it's just like a.
You do save money now. They charge you $1 extra if you use
a
ticket. If you use a ticket.
It's bullshit. I just realized this, and I couldn't get out, and the guy's like, just go.
It happened to me one time, too.
Thanks, man, because I did not know. I don't have an extra dollar.
I'm not
going
to pay like $6 in rush hour to take the Metro.
So expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't get out of the damn parking lot. It's only $1, but there's nobody in them.
So you can't get out. That arm's there. You got
to
drive.
I was
going
to try to push it, but I was like, and then every time I went to the curb, it was like people walking across, and I didn't want to be shamed. You know, when they look at you and they shake their head.
Just shake their head. Yeah. That's even worse than them screaming at you.
Got to take one of them out.
Yeah, when they do it slow, the slow shake.
Just the.
I don't like that. Yeah,
that's worse than
look at this jacket.
If they screamed, I'd feel better than if they just
look
slow
at this,
shake.
Look at this jacket. But I had to do it. Plus, I was hungry on top of that.
Disappointment.
Such disappointment.
You hungry?
I was starving.
Yeah.
So I had to pick up the Shimshiri.
Shimshiri.
I haven't been there in a couple of years, but good place. Good Persian place. God, walk up in there, and the Persian women were out in force tonight.
Uh oh.
God damn, they're
ready to serve.
Huh?
I said, ready to serve you.
No, well, wow, I think you have to roll up in a Benz or something. Is that bad to say? You have to roll up in a Benz or something, have something.
Gold chains.
Yeah, not
maybe
really
an
gold
open silk shirt, hairy chest.
I don't know. I don't know. But
open silk shirt.
That's my, Sunday wear.
If you walk up in the Shemshiri, the women, listen.
You got a lot of curly hair.
The women there are dressed like an all designer, and they smell good, and they have dark features, a dark hair, and they were all pretty as all hell. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
They
this
take
is like,
care of themselves.
This is like a club. This is like
a lot of tweezing.
The men were all kind of like
arm waxing.
A lot of arm
I worked with, my first job was with a bunch of
because they're hairy, but they look good.
Did you?
Who looks good, the men or the women?
Both.
The women.
Both.
Women way more than the men, let's be real. Come on.
The women look good.
The women are beautiful.
Yeah.
They have
they
big
do.
Eyes and like always manicured and hair. Oh,
very
they taught
together.
Me a lot about, put very put together.
I need,
very sexy ladies.
I need it. Shout out to the Persians in the house.
Yeah, good food, too.
I was going to say, and on top of that, you had good food. So
gave me a lot of food.
Good experience.
A lot of good food.
Yeah. But I ate so much of it, I threw up in the bathroom.
Did you?
Yeah.
It'll really give you diarrhea.
Yeah, I threw up.
I can put down some rice.
I think because I ate too fast.
You were so hungry.
Right before
you
came
shoveled
out.
It. Really?
It was fucked up.
You shoveled it, probably. You were so hungry.
It was so good, too, though. It's still good.
Down some rice.
Even with the puking. It was still good.
That sucks because you're like empty again.
I feel like that's part of the meal experience. You got to puke at the end. Isn't that part of it?
Yeah. What are you, bulimic?
I thought my head was going to explode.
Never heard that term before.
My eyeballs,
talk, Brandon.
My eyeballs bulged out like in, what was the Arnold Schwarzenegger
Total
movie?
Recall.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. Was it like Arnie in Total Recall?
Yeah, it was just like that. pretty crazy.
You're on Mars. No helmet?
No helmet. So, let's talk a little bit.
All right.
That's enough about the recap. Hey, but Shimshiri is good, people. Don't base your dining out experience based on my puking experience. It just, I got a little bit too ahead of myself.
You ate it fast enough to throw up, so that means pretty darn good.
It's fine. I got to retaste it again like the fly.
Oh.
It's like, the real gift.
Like Brundle fly.
Is that a type of fly?
Brundle fly from The Fly. His name was Seth Brundle.
I don't remember that.
Really?
I don't remember his last name.
Seth Brundle. He was played by Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
That's right.
David Cronenberg.
Yeah. Awesome film.
Yeah.
It's a funny film.
So they fucked up and made The Fly too.
Oh, man.
The hell was that?
It's funny. I saw that one first. I saw that one before I saw the first one.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen the original. That's it.
So, Balter, you've been MIA, man. What's up? What's up with you? We were talking about Comic-Con.
I've been around.
We've done a couple podcasts without you trying to catch up, but I'm glad you're here.
So
I like your new haircut. You know what I mean? You got the Robert F.
It's short.
You look like Robert F. Kennedy in the casket.
Still has its part.
It must have been longer than I thought because I got this about a month ago.
Oh.
I like it. It's a little boy, schoolboy haircut.
So I do. That's how I roll.
I think you got to cut with a flow beat.
Ladies like to think that I'm like 12 years old. Get some going.
I get that.
Yes. I love it.
Get some going.
I get that too.
I love it. So tell me, man, what's up? Talk to me,
brother. Besides my amazing jeans, I was at Comic-Con.
Comic-Con seems like
San Diego, hippie mecca.
Yeah, it's something I want to go to. It seems like it's just so festive.
It's so festive.
It is very festive.
I've wanted to go for 10 years probably. Still haven't gone.
I do many conventions. Most of them anime.
You
but
go to smaller ones though. I mean, that's the big one.
But I mean, Otakon in Baltimore is actually pretty huge for the anime. But no, San Diego Comic-Con is definitely the best. It's the best of the best. It's amazing. And you learn about pretty much like any kind of Hollywood thing that you're sort of into that's even mildly geeky is basically all up in that shit.
I saw some pictures online, like on comingsoon.net, like all the hot chicks, the Princess
cosplay.
Leia, Jabba outfits.
And that's all just women that are trying to, you know, spread their fandom around. They're not like women that are like, I want to show my tits off, like booth babe stuff. That,
they're
a lot of that stuff's not around anymore.
Some hot chicks.
These women are like, I really believe in Doctor Who, and I want to dress up like the TARDIS.
Did you dress up?
No, I did not.
Really?
Come on.
I usually make costumes, but generally for the anime stuff, and I didn't want to really... I'm working on one right now, but I didn't want to finish it up, and it's based on a Japanese comic that I read.
What's that?
It's One Punch Man. It's a gag comic about a superhero who is so strong that he went bald because he trained too hard.
Really?
And every enemy that he fights is like, I'm going to destroy you, and then he beats him in one punch. And that's like the comic is all the lead up to the fight, and then he always beats him. It's sort of it's a gag kind of thing, and everybody's like, how'd you become stronger than like a meteor shower? And he's like, a million push-ups, a million sit-ups,
and no hair.
That's how I did it.
Yeah,
it's basically,
and he's bald.
And he's bald.
No hair. McGee.
Nobody believes him, and then he beats the shit out of him. That's basically the series. And I was gonna dress up as him and wear like a bald cap.
That's awesome. But you just got such a fresh haircut, you couldn't cover it up.
He wanted to show off his hair. Done it. Yeah.
So that was featured there.
No, that wasn't. That was my costume. He asked about my costume. Gotcha. No. Generally, Japanese comics are not featured there that much. Some anime, but
is there a Japanese Comic-Con?
Yeah, it's actually called Comic-Con, and it happens twice a year. It's winter and summer.
This guy's a wealth of knowledge.
A lot of it's pretty popular with the fans. They make their own comics based on their favorite series.
That's and pretty cool. Like spinoffs.
Yeah, and basically the companies look the other way because they're like, we don't care that you're plagiarizing us because you
love
make
it
us
so
more,
much.
Yeah, in America,
you're paying
all in America, us. People would get sued left and right.
That's funny. Yeah. I think that I agree.
But, like, you know, they'll make, like, porn comics after Dragon Ball and sell it there, and nobody gives a shit.
Nah,
Dragon Ball Z.
This is why
I know
it.
The French version of that.
Oh,
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God.
That's the way I know it.
Zed.
Dragon Paul Davenport or something.
Boy. So did you see, I mean, other than comics and anime, did you check out any of the TV?
Oh,
I did. Did you check out any of the movies?
Are you guys familiar with Adventure Time?
Oh, absolutely.
No. Oh, okay. Or Regular Show?
Yeah.
I have no idea what this stuff is.
Me neither.
Go ahead, though, please.
Two very, very popular cartoons on Cartoon Network.
Funny cartoons.
Adventure Time made by Pendleton Ward, who I met. And
that's cool.
A regular show made by J.G. Quintel.
Wait. How was it meeting? What's his name?
Pendleton Ward.
You hear the way he said that? Pendleton Ward, who I met.
Who I met.
Damn.
I did see him the last time I was there, too, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Nerd alert.
Thank you. Thank you for putting that in just the right ear.
Go ahead. Please, tell me about the meeting.
So Adventure Time is basically like a super goofy, like adventure-y cartoon.
It's very
like,
popular.
About the last human on Earth who just runs around and beats the shit out of stuff with a sword. And he's got like a magical dog who's voiced by the same guy who did Bender on Futurama.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
They made a movie on this yet?
No, they probably will one day, though. It's on like its third or fourth season on Cartoon Network.
It's a long time.
What was it? Yeah. What was the experience like meeting him?
It was pretty amazing. He unveiled,
did you get a picture?
Like, I got a picture while I was in the panel. I didn't get a picture of me and him together. My phone was dying all the time. My brother tried to get some autographs too, but I don't think we were able to get those.
That's when you don't really say anything. You just
be
on it, man.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Really high pitched.
I got no words for it. I just got.
He unveiled an Adventure Time float. This is kind of boring. Yeah.
Doesn't even move his face.
Sorry.
I'm trying to help you out here.
No,
I'm
like
trying
it.
To make some sound effects. No.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
So no autographs.
I followed Pendleton Ward to the next to the next panel. There's this thing called Cartoon Hangover, which is a YouTube channel that shows cartoons for adults, and Pendleton Ward made one of those too called Bravest Warriors. It's pretty amazing.
What about the titties?
There were titties. There were titties.
I mean, based on the pictures I see online, it's a lot.
It's always about boots,
of nice breasts,
tight clothes.
Yeah, I like that.
Big long
capes,
boots, tall boots.
No, man.
Capes. He's pulling out his.
I'm pulling out my picks.
His gallery.
I'm gonna
here.
Get my picks out.
and like
I gotta know these things, man. I gotta know these things. I mean, right. I always see the hot chicks, running around.
Their, like,
I see
the tiny waists.
Yeah, I see the tiny waists.
I know you do.
Put my arm around it.
And then sometimes
I need it.
I'm just thinking Wonder Woman right now. I'm just describing
Wonder Woman's hot, man.
No shit. God. I want to be Wonder Woman.
All Wonder Woman. Any style.
I know we were just talking about Dragon Ball Z, so here's a picture I took on the last day.
How come you didn't take any with some hot chicks, man? Just jump up in the middle. You did?
Why is this album called Spank Bank?
I don't know, man.
Spank Bank. What the hell?
It's called Splurge, actually.
Oh, God. Here, check it out. Check it out. No, that's a good picture.
Oh, it's Brandon in a glory hole. Jesus.
Well, it's me poking my eye through one.
Look at that.
That's cool.
I don't have the balls, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's I know this character.
Who
is that? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yes, yeah, who it is.
Shit, I didn't
who
know
is
that.
It?
You must have children.
Is it Yu-Gi-Oh?
That's cool.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Your
phone's
vibrating.
Not.
Who is that?
Is it? I must be getting the texts.
Oh, you're so popular.
Brandon, who is that picture of?
That was of Goku in Super Saiyan form with titties.
Yeah.
Oh, adult form?
I like
that. Adult titty form.
What was she holding?
She was doing a Kamehameha.
I like that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do it, Miriam. Recreate it for us.
Zed.
Yeah, no, Comic-Con, it's always been a point of interest, I think, for me. I know very little about comics. It just seemed, you sent me that picture.
This was at an art, there's an art,
Bill Cosby.
They do a lot of art gallery shows during the thing, and I felt
he
like I wanted
really
to get
sad.
Cultured, so.
It's a sad, sad yeah. Bill Cosby.
There's this woman who painted, like, really weird paintings.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite, was the sad Bill Cosby
in
the sweater.
He looks so sad. It makes me feel sad instantly.
Yeah, he's really sad.
He was actually on tour while you were there somewhere in California, either in L.A. or
really?
San Diego. Yeah, because I heard one of the other podcasters talking about they went to see Cosby and then they went to Comic-Con.
Oh.
Got a picture of that, too. I know you just saw that movie.
That was...
Silver Samurai.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Samurai.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
that
awesome.
Was from what?
To send
that was from Wolverine.
These,
Wolverine,
so
yeah.
Up. Yeah.
You know, Wolverine, a funny movie... good movie, not great, really cool parts and good parts. I mean, anything with, I said, you could put ninjas in Witness, or you could put ninjas in Little House on the Prairie, and I'm going to watch it.
Taken 3 in Japan.
So you're saying ninjas. There could have been more ninjas?
No, the ninjas were fine. Evened it out. There was some
There's
stuff
a
that was
of ninjas.
Like, is that character you just showed me? Is that like a real cartoon
from the X-Men? Yeah, he's a villain from the X-Men.
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I thought it was just a bad part of the script when I was watching.
Actually,
I haven't seen the movie yet. So he's in it and he's kind of shitty.
They're like, he's like totally made it adamantium.
It's minimized big time. So I'm sure true fans are like
disappointed.
I'm already disappointed just hearing that.
Sorry, he's
a pretty great villain.
No, he was minimized.
He was gone before.
It was minimized. Like it seemed kind of cool, but I think they just put it in.
The buildup was more cool than the actual.
That's
the
always
actual
one
scenes.
Of the big fallings most superhero movies. Like,
but
they
I like,
try and put too much shit in.
That being said,
I like Wolverine. I like the storyline.
Definitely better than Origins.
I was gonna say it's Origins. Definitely better than Origins.
That was the
Remember,
last one he did.
He did
oh,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
Liev
yeah,
Schreiber
yeah,
was.
Yeah. I thought that one was kind of cornball.
Yeah, it was a
big
real
time
clown question.
Yeah,
big time.
But Hugh Jackman, he
clown question.
The thing about Hugh Jackman, he can carry a movie.
He embodies it.
He can carry the whole shebang.
That
and
was
he did.
That was the whole premise of this movie. Was basically
but
he wanted to do
Japanese
it.
But there were some hot Japanese chicks, man.
I tell you what, that I don't know what her name was in the movie, but that red haired Japanese girl was great.
Red-headed Japanese,
She
looked natural. That sounds natural.
You know who she reminded me of? She reminded me of the chick from the Addams Family. What's her name?
Yeah, Wednesday Addams.
That, I don't think that's
Christina
a real
Ricci.
Name.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
The same head. Like a V.
It is.
Same head.
You know?
No, it's almost like...
Christina Ricci's kind of getting on
like,
there.
It's like a
balloon. Like a spinning top.
It's like a balloon.
Like a spinning top. It's like her head's
I
like
don't
a,
know what that means.
It's like
their
a balloon.
Their hand movements right now are pretty key.
It's a
balloon.
It's round,
no, it's,
then
it's,
comes,
a, it's a
but,
point.
But it works
down,
for them.
It works. It works.
It works for them.
And it works for her.
Christina Ricci's got a pretty round face now.
Pretty hot.
But it comes down to a
she's nice, though. She's really matured.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her recently?
I don't know how old she is.
Have you seen her recently?
I don't want to sound like a creeper, but...
Oh,
no.
She's
of age. She's way of age, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's older than me.
I'm talking about Adam's family.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say my age on air.
We're having a lot of conversations here.
Yeah, slow it down. So the audience doesn't get lost in our...
you're giving them
our
a sugar rush. Yeah.
Yes, I don't think we've ever...
That's funny.
Well, I'm sure we've done a four-way conversation
it
before,
works.
But yeah, maybe we should
it
put
works.
Our shirts back
let's
on.
Get the
circle, yeah.
Let's get the circle jerk on the road here.
Slow it down a little bit.
I did like Wolverine.
Circle jerk? Where do I fit in on that?
I don't know how to answer that.
We circle you and jerk.
Balter doesn't know to... appropriately answer that question.
I don't know, that's
so yeah, back to the Wolverine, indicted. And we get back to Comic-Con. You know, overall, I think Hugh Jackman does a good job in
he's Hugh Jacked up, man. Yeah, yeah. How all right, he's got to be a
he's
I mean,
Hugh Jacked, man.
Dude, his muscles. It's muscles.
That was just for Miriam. Yeah, that was for
always,
nobody else but Miriam.
Everyone always,
body mass alone.
Hold on. Let me say something. Everyone always, you know, and I'm sure there's enhancing, you know, sports enhancing drugs and stuff like that, supplements that they use. But I mean, if you think about it, they don't. They are human and they do have issues. But at the same time, when you all you have to do is work out all day and eat and sleep.
That's it.
Get massages.
And get paid.
You can get pretty big pretty fast.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised.
If that's your
and
only
you have
focus.
A personal trainer,
and
yeah.
you're getting 15 or 20 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's motivation.
Henry Cavill and Superman.
Yeah, that's all they do. If that's all you do.
Yeah,
I was in the gym before I came here, and I'm thinking I was having a very good strong workout, and I'm thinking, man, I just need to quit one of these damn jobs, and I can get you know
have more time.
I can
to
be
work
back,
out.
Get real torqued up.
Yeah.
So
I mean, these guys.
That'll work.
Twerked. No, it's the truth. If that's all you got to do,
I'm
gonna have to call up Jay-Z and find out what the difference is.
So what else? What else happened at Comic-Con? It was just.
Did you check out any other TV shows?
Oh,
any TV shows.
I think I've talked about Vikings on this podcast before.
Yeah,
and how
I
much?
Is that History Channel?
What a boner I have for it. That's History Channel.
History Channel.
Yeah. I went to the panel and I got to see Ragnar Lothbrok in person.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Scandinavian actor name
Ooh,
drop.
I like Scandinavians. I'm Scandinavian too.
Oh, I don't know the real actor's
well.
Name, but he plays
Actually.
The he plays the future king of Sweden.
Bailey.
I think so.
Yeah.
He plays the what now?
Well, if you know anything about sort of like Norse, like sort
yeah.
of royalty
mythology
shit, like Ragnar's the guy who basically united and took over Sweden after invading.
Oh, yeah, Ragnar's
England,
a very famous.
And he invaded France and he basically murdered tons and tons of Christians.
And is that who this guy
the,
is based
the
on?
Show, the show is basically about his rise to power.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really interesting.
I know it's very
It goes
highly
into
rated.
A lot of Norse sort of like just public life and like how they.
This is what
have
Vikings
lot,
is about?
Yeah.
It's got a season 2 coming out, right?
All
right.
Okay.
Yeah, season 2 should be out pretty soon.
So you saw that.
Yeah.
That's cool. So did you see the actual panel for Vikings?
I did. I got to hear them talk about it. They showed
Ooh,
some clips
I've
for the new
wondered.
Season.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah. I've always wondered, and this is why I've kind of put Comic-Con to the back of my mind. How hard is it really to get in those? But do you have to wait outside?
2 hours for every panel I wanted to get into.
Damn. You had to wait for 2 hours?
It was,
well,
except
I mean,
for except for Vikings.
San Diego outside is not so bad.
Vikings is
not
that popular.
Yeah, you're just chilling in the sun.
It's like 3 days.
I only went to about four. I went to about five panels. Yeah.
Yeah.
A serious commitment.
It is, and that's what I've always
But
wondered.
I've waited in line for stuff. I mean, I show up for movies an hour ahead of time.
Yeah, I went to Orlando. I waited 2 hours right Aerosmith's Roller Coaster.
I mean, it's wait. You're waiting in lines, and a lot of it was spent actually buying shit, like in the exhibitor hall where they sell you cool shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody behaves themselves. No one gets high, drunk, throws up.
Oh, there are tons of people
like
that are high and drunk and everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we
but
behave
I feel
ourselves
like,
anyway.
I feel like it out the love the love of the everything outweighs all that stuff.
Any black people?
No. Yes.
Quiet. You hear that, folks?
Yeah, that was a no. That was a no. Too much
Actually,
hesitation.
One of the cartoons. Two of like the
Talking
five
about
actors
in the line
were black.
For 2 hours.
If there were enough, you would have said yes immediately.
Yeah. You ever seen? You've seen Frog Princess?
No, I didn't.
Yes,
is a Princess Frog or whatever
Disney movie?
It was the newest Disney movie.
Yeah, it's a Disney
the newest
movie.
Disney Princess movie.
It's been out for a little while.
Well, I don't know if there was like a Disney Princess one recently besides that one. Whatever they call those shit. But anyway, the voice of the alligator. The voice of the alligator from that was a voice of one of the cartoon characters that I saw.
No
there, so,
black people.
He's a pretty famous.
There were actually
voice
two
actor.
Black people, and one of them works for Cartoon Network.
Count them on one hand.
Did you see any Lando Calrissians?
No, I didn't. Jeez. I got to see the first Black Ranger.
I'm
though.
Going as Lando. Maybe next.
First
year.
Black Ranger was chilling around. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the thing.
Pretty,
okay,
he was
so
a big black role model for me.
If
see
we
me
could
wink.
Go, yeah, I did. I saw that. Take it with you. If what would we dress up? I always thought, what would I dress up as if I went to Comic-Con?
Hard
what
gay man.
Do?
There's a character called Hard Gay Man. You could totally
you can
be.
Go, yeah, you can go as Matt Damon.
Good. Elysium, give me that bodysuit.
Just be like Matt Damon.
Oh man, I used to
like
say
from Team America.
Team America, I say it all the time.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. Comic-Con. Like I said, I've always wanted to. Yeah. I don't know if I've always wanted to go. I've always found it fascinating.
It's fascinating.
It's almost like Halloween, you know, for everyone.
Yeah.
And not only do you live out,
but it's more than that. Yeah,
there really isn't as much cosplay or you know costume like dressing up there as there is at most conventions. Like I mean, compared to like other like anime shit, like you really don't get
just,
as much anymore.
There's a lot
you know?
Going on though.
There are people there for a lot of other reasons besides like comics.
Right. Right.
Where'd you stay in the hotel?
We went to like a Holiday Inn Express, pretty cheap.
It was good?
Yeah.
You're all right? Good. Just all you need is a place to sleep.
Yeah, basically wanted to get a place that was on the trolley line, so we could just take the trolley. Yeah.
Anyone else? Any mainstream celebrities? Anything like that?
I stayed away from the mainstream guys.
Yeah.
Not really my scene.
No, it's good.
Okay. Here's a couple mainstream people that you might know that I did get to see. I went to Geek and Sundry, if you know anything about what's going on YouTube. That's Felicia Day's Felicia Day's YouTube channel that does a lot of geeky stuff. So I got to see her at the Geek, because she took over a bar with her company, and they just called it the Geek and Sundry Lounge.
She's cool.
And along with that, Jason Mewes is producing a movie with her in it, and I got to see Jason Mewes, and that was pretty badass. Because I'd never...
That's Jay, right?
Jane Silent Bob, yeah. I'd never gotten to meet him before, and that was really cool. Even though I've seen like Kevin Smith a bunch of times.
Don't they own a comic store?
Secret Stash.
In Red Bank, New Jersey. I've been there.
I've wanted to.
Is there a show about it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Comic Con. It's all right.
What's the name of their store?
Secret Stash.
Secret Stash.
Yeah.
They're into
I've wanted to go. Yeah.
They're legitimate.
Yeah.
No. Kevin Smith.
It is legit. Yeah. I mean, like it's like a regular comic. There's nothing super special about the store.
Yeah, but he still writes a lot of comics, doesn't he, Kevin Smith?
He wrote Bionic Man about
Green
a year
Hornet
or so. Yeah, yeah. He hasn't written anything in about a year, which is a long time for comics.
He does a lot of podcasts, you know.
Yeah,
he does.
The Smodcast, like Fat Man, he's in it, man. Yeah. Everybody
isn't
I know has like a Fat Man shirt.
He does Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't believe how many Fat Man shirts there were at Comic-Con. Absurd. And he wasn't even doing a big panel or anything. People were just representing Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he's got a whole following. Yeah. I mean, just Joe Rogan and Death
Squad. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Corolla.
Absolutely.
Bigger than it's like I've ever seen it when Clerks was big. You know?
Well, he did the big college tour where he goes around to different speaks.
I actually saw him speak when he came around. He talked about how he was so fat he broke a porcelain toilet.
Yeah, originally,
oh my God.
It was a pretty good story. Yeah.
Well, originally I thought about getting him before I was going after Corolla. Kevin Smith
shouldn't give up on that, man.
No, he's a good guy. Yeah, he seems approachable in what he does, and I'm a big fan.
I feel like he is approachable. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his work too. Yeah. I like his style,
definitely
of writing.
Yeah, as do I.
It is very real.
He wrote Superman too, a movie, a script.
It got thrown away.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He wrote Green Hornet and Superman in like the 90s. They both got thrown away.
Yeah, he wrote Jersey Girl.
It's it.
That didn't get thrown away, unfortunately. I'm glad you brought that one.
That one stayed.
I actually liked
Jennifer
Jersey
Lopez
Girl.
Got thrown away in it, though.
I like Jersey Girl. It was a touching story. Family.
I like George Carlin.
I think it was
only
a father-daughter. If something happens to you, like when you have a child, it softens you up. So stories like that, you know, kind of hit home.
Oh. Yeah. Was that Liv Tyler in that?
Yeah.
I think it was.
What woman was in there?
Yeah, I think it was Liv Tyler.
Yeah, she needs to do more movies.
How about you, superhero? What you been up to, huh? Your name came up on a couple podcasts, didn't it? Huh?
It's been a while for me, too.
You've been running around.
I've been running around, yeah. I wish it was more exciting, but...
So how's your summer? Summer good? Summer at the movies? You guys all know Bailey Fink, the superhero.
Yes.
Watches everything, sees everything.
Everything. Yeah, I feel like I'm slacking a bit recently because I haven't seen... I caught Wolverine and we saw Two Guns, which is
great.
Yeah,
we saw Two Guns last night with Mark Wahlberg and Denzel
and Mr.
Washington.
What a gem. What a gem.
Yeah. Mr. No Washington.
A movie that tried to be something that it couldn't quite
Tried to be a couple different movies.
But it was based on a graphic novel, I learned.
Was it really?
Yeah, I saw at the end it was based on a graphic novel.
Most of this shit basically gets optioned out of graphic novels like before the comics even finished, and they don't even know if it's good. So that's usually how, I don't know if that's how Two Guns happened, but that's how Cowboys versus Aliens happened. The comic wasn't even done, and a bunch of Hollywood producers were like, this will make a good movie.
Kick-Ass wasn't done either.
You're right, Kick-Ass wasn't done. But Mark Miller had the scripts done, and everybody could read them.
I had no idea that Cowboys and Aliens, that's a direct reflection.
Cowboys and Aliens was a comic book?
Cowboys and Indians were a comic, but it wasn't finished.
Wasn't
I'm saying this
finished.
It happened. This is actually this is the worst part. We can go back to Comic Con on this too. This is one of the worst things: is that they send lots of movie producers there now to basically option comics that they don't understand, and then they make them in movies, and they end up being trash.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Hollywood is kind of gone overboard with these the comic book genre and just.
I think Marvel's doing it right, but everybody else is doing too much.
Man, you're right. As subpar as Wolverine was, they're still getting it right.
No, that's not Marvel. That was actually Fox or Paramount.
20th Century Fox.
Really?
Yeah, that was Fox.
Fox has certain rights.
Fox
that
has the X-Men
have.
Rights. It's Fox a little complicated.
But it makes me want to go back and watch X-Men.
Definitely.
And that's
I'm going to watch them all.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna take time and watch
the quadrilogy. Yeah.
Fox has actually come out and said they want to do something similar to Marvel Studios. They want to make a whole universe of the X-Men movies.
Yeah, overlapping and.
Yeah. And
X-Force.
They started down that road. Yeah, they want to do X-Force. They want to do everything.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I don't know. I can talk on here.
No, just pull that up because I'm going to have you read the Q&A at some point.
Oh, is there a, I forgot about the questions you got posted, right?
But that's later. So, yeah.
But Marvel's doing it right, I think. DC's trying.
DC is failing. Every movie, they're failing.
Pretty on a large scale.
Yeah, like Green Lantern and Superman were the last two, and they were pretty tough.
What do you feel about Superman versus Batman?
One thing I like about that is they're thinking about casting an
older
character.
I like that too.
That changed the game for me.
It does. It does.
Lately.
Older character.
I say bring back. John Hamm type. If you don't go as old as Keaton, I still think Keaton can pull it off again.
George Clooney.
Keaton's the best.
But you could go, you know who I think would be a
Buster
personal favorite for mine is, come on, man, leave the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Buster Keaton. I'm glad you brought that up.
Isn't
I was talking
the
about
man
Buster
of many
Keaton.
Faces?
No, Buster Keaton.
Well, he's the funniest man in Hollywood.
Oh. Buster Keaton?
He was hilarious, man. He used to do like those...
Yeah, he's black and white movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then who was the guy to play Johnny Weissmuller?
What?
I don't know why Buster Keaton. Who did
Buster Keaton was the dude that Charlie Chaplin felt bad for.
Gotcha, gotcha. You're just going off the subject.
All right, I am. You said Keaton, and I just made...
I was talking about Michael Keaton.
I know.
But what were you saying? You said somebody you have in mind.
Josh Brolin. I think he'd be a perfect
guy. You know he's the front runner.
Is he? No, I didn't know that.
You really didn't know that. That's such a weird coincidence. No. Yeah, he is the absolute...
He's been in a DC movie already. A DC Comics movie. Jonah Hex.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, he's doing Sin City, the new Sin City.
Oh, is he really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's so funny that you said that because I read today Warner Brothers is so happy. He's been doing a bunch of Warner Brothers movies like Gangster Squad and that kind of stuff. So
he's really in there.
He's the front runner for it.
He just is gritty.
Totally called
He would be
That's crazy.
Weird.
I just think that he's kind of
a little too ethnic, I think.
I think...
what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't like that term.
Smoky. He's a little smoky.
I like that. He's got the grittiness of like a Daniel Craig. You know
he does.
I mean?
He definitely does.
Yeah, he's got an edge.
Yeah, he's America's Daniel Craig. Yeah, I like that.
No, I think Bale could have gone that route too, but Bale's script was so weak in the final Batman. They just, you know...
I thought it was kind of a funny movie. It was a little funny.
Yeah, it's not. It shouldn't have been.
He does have grit though.
Bale is just angry and miserable.
Yeah, no, I'm talking Brolin's got grit.
Oh yeah,
and he did. He's doing Old Boy. That new Spike Lee movie.
That trailer looks good.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Man, I'm interested to hear what Balter thinks.
Balter's a historian and he's a traditionalist when it comes to that. Definitely. So I feel his pain.
Yeah, yeah.
When they make these remakes, and I agree. But
I thought it looked great.
Me being a fan of the movies,
especially Spike Lee,
and I haven't seen or read those.
I know you take it on the whole idea that it should be like play acting, where you can redo it with different actors to get a different thing, and all that should be taken.
It took me a minute, and I begin. I'm not as attached to the Japanese.
I get fanboyed. I get a little fanboyish.
Yeah, no, I respect.
Have you seen the original, Malcolm?
Of what?
Old Boy.
No,
I haven't either.
I've tried
to
watch it.
It's on
Netflix. I've tried to watch it a couple few times, and I haven't been able to get through it.
I haven't seen it. But I'll tell you what, though. He's got something he can totally pull off the older Batman thing, I think.
I don't mind reading. I like subtitles. I can get through them.
So why couldn't you get through the film?
Don't know.
Just
I switched to porn.
I need subtitles.
Porn always wins.
That's the problem, not going to a theater to watch a movie. Yeah.
You're right.
Because you're
easily distracted.
That's
why they don't give you service on your cell phones in those movies.
Yeah, no, I saw the Millennium trilogy in the theater and Girl with Dragon Tattoo 1, 2, 3.
You saw all three in one sitting?
No,
I saw him at the Cinema Arts Theater in Fairfax.
You're talking about this because they haven't made the remakes of them yet in America.
They shouldn't.
The Daniel Craig one was just not that interesting to me. No. And the books are so good. I've only seen the first.
It was basically Pepsi and Coke. I'm like, Coke wins.
I haven't seen any of them except the American one.
Nice.
The books are really amazing, though. I need to watch the rest of the movies.
I have the books.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got them on hardback.
I might borrow them from you and read them.
I'd like to read the second and the third.
You gotta read all of them if
Hit
you're gonna
the
read
Hornet's
them.
Nest.
I want to watch
one out
I've
of the
seen,
three.
I've seen the first movie. I'm
Can you
just
give
wondering.
Me book number five? But not number six. I want to know that one. I haven't read any yet. So,
yeah.
Sorry, was I yelling into there?
No. I was just, my headphones were a little loud. That's all. Don't worry. I'm just playing audio. When I used a mixer, I've been doing probably the past I don't know few podcasts just with the field recorder.
Testings. Yeah.
So I'm back to the mixing board.
Un peu de mixage.
I still haven't, fine-tuned it or become one with it yet. So.
But you're getting there.
It is what it is.
Must be fun to play with.
Bop.
mixer.
Yeah. You want to play
really
with
pulling
it?
On those knobs.
Yeah. Maybe later.
She likes it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Miriam.
We might have to end this podcast.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Guys, come on. Let's keep it. Come on.
I might get lucky tonight.
Uh-oh.
Were you talking? All night, are you talking to my right side when you said that?
I don't know if I should mess with the employees.
Am I having a stroke? Oh, what's happening here?
I like messing with that. It makes me feel like I got some sort of authority or power. I have no power. Yeah. So what were we talking about, guys?
Brolin.
The International.
Brolin. Yeah.
Talking about Brolin.
But other than that, Superman, Batman. I mean, I think they're just rushing. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses when it comes down to.
Well, I mean, they are. Definitely.
They are.
And Christopher Nolan's probably getting paid, like, in sacks of money now. They don't have enough time to, like, wire him the cash.
But I always thought he held kind of integrity, film integrity over money. But I guess he's going to produce this other one, too, so who knows?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't know. Why can't there be, like, a Memento sequel or something instead?
No, don't even touch it. Why even do a sequel? Just come up with...
Well, he's got a new movie. He's got a new movie. What's it?
Who, Nolan?
Interstellar. Yeah, it's called Interstellar.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's got a big cast. A lot of...
It could be okay.
A lot of Batman.
I mean, that's where regulars. He shines. It's just like, you know, Coppola
stuff.
Didn't shine when he, you know, did
adapted,
you know,
the
boring stuff. Yeah. He shined when he did the shit he wanted to do. Not
like
the stuff
what?
For money. What? Like, you know, Apocalypse Now, man. That's my shit.
Did he want to do that?
What? He wanted to do that, I'm saying. The ones he had to do for money were like, you know,
Godfather
3.
Yeah. Not, well,
well
yeah,
all the
yes.
Godfathers, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff that he's doing, like, I can't remember the name.
Or The Conversation. That was probably in my top five moves of all time.
Coppola's whole thing is wine now.
Yeah, he does.
Is he good? Is the wine good? I haven't had much of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. He also owns a lot of hotels, I think. He has a hotel business, I think.
And when I mean the wine, it's not the like the basic Coppola line you see at Safeway and stuff. He's got Reserve Series.
He's a higher end.
Yeah, he does.
Someone asked about his wine or talked about his wines
today,
right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How do you get those? Like specialty shops?
Here? Yeah. Vienna Vintner, Virginia.
It's a good advert.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can order them. I mean, they might
have
them.
I see her shaking her head. We don't have any of those here.
You can order them.
We can get them, but we don't have them. It's a big brand, you know.
The thing about the wine business is you can get anything.
I've never heard of them.
It's just a phone call away.
Right, exactly.
I don't know how I brought it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What are you guys talking about?
The Coppola wine brand being a big brand already. It's already pretty. And he's like, yeah, everyone.
You should go to the winery. The winery is...
It's in Virginia?
No.
No, I'm not in Virginia.
All right, man.
It's in Sonoma, California.
Yeah.
They got the Godfather desk here.
Has it been around for a while? The Coppola's
been around
wine brand, has it?
Yeah.
I mean, I can picture the label, but I don't know how long it was.
Gold lettering.
Yeah. Fancy.
Black label.
Fredo Reserve. He's got the Fredo Reserve.
No. That would be kind of good.
Yeah. Fredo Reserve.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
No,
drink that
cute.
One.
That's pretty cute.
Drink that one carefully.
It tastes like fish water.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
It ages with the fishes.
I know it was you. That's right.
This one's really heavy on
Luca
the tannins.
Brazzi.
This one's heavy on the tannins and the horse blood. I don't know why they added horse blood to it.
Mafia. Speaking of mafia stuff, aren't you starting The Sopranos over again?
Yeah, I started watching it again.
Where are you? Like, where are you right now?
You should watch it backwards.
Season 2.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Like, just watch it backwards in episode.
I think it's 5 or 6.
You know what I feel
like?
Like
four conversations.
I feel like
on.
It's happening.
Getting annoying.
You need to tell me to shut up.
Yeah.
I feel like
put him on mute.
The Sopranos kind of started the allowed television to be gritty and allowed television to have those types of stories, but I just can't. How many episodes were in like a season for Sopranos? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Because there's like a standard of 10 or 12 now for shows, but I can't remember that one.
It's
I don't know. I'd try to pull up on the internet, but it's internet here, so
slow.
Yeah.
No, back then it was definitely like closer to 20 episodes because I remember Oz had like 20 episodes in a season or something like
and
that.
And they nailed it.
Yeah,
they didn't stretch
all of them.
Anything.
Had different ones. They had some that had like 13, the other one that had like 18, or 20, or that was a great one. Season
but
4
tell,
was like the most.
I tell you,
I loved that one. It never ended. It was great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm against
about Oz.
Is the is when you crash course a series.
God, I do that every
marathon
time
watching.
I find Burgess. One that I love. I can't get
that's
over it.
Orange is the New
left.
Black. Have you watched that?
I finished that
Holy
in like 2
shit.
Days.
It's good?
Holy shit, it's so good.
Great.
It's
good. A chick that goes to prison for
you
something
two,
that
ahead.
She did 14 months, like where she goes in for 14 months because of something she did back
and she's
in
sort
day.
Of like a white collar girl, like WASPy or something.
Yeah, and then she's into drug trafficking.
I have not.
Yeah,
I know what it's about.
You're talking over our explanation here. What's going on?
No, the conversation with Bailey because we haven't watched it.
I haven't seen it.
So it's done have you ever seen Weeds?
Yeah.
It's Jenji Cohen, the guy who made that show.
This is a true story.
Is it really?
It's based on a true story. It's based on a book, too, apparently.
Oh, Jason Biggs is in it, if you love Jason Biggs.
He's such a loser.
Yeah, he's always a loser. He did a movie called The Loser. We played a loser.
Yeah, that's right. It fits him perfectly.
Yeah, it does.
Can you tell me what it's about? Set it up for me. Sell it to me.
She was explaining.
Yeah, I want to.
One more time for your motherfucking mind.
Oh my god! Now
all right, the listeners are going to hear it one more time.
Yeah, fine. You know.
Tell me. Yeah, I do want to hear because I thought I knew what it's about, but I don't think I know that.
But
much.
Is it Weeds? Is someone who went to prison? What'd you go to prison for?
Humor is similar to Weeds. Definitely.
For drug trafficking, helping somebody drug traffic.
Titties.
There's definitely
you know who's in it?
It's a female prison.
Yeah, so it's lots
That's
of girl on girl.
A lot of rubbing.
Did you ever watch that?
More
70s
than
style.
There's a lot more.
There's a scissoring. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, scissor.
There's no actual scissoring, but there's a lot of like hand
that.
Things.
Donna from that 70s show
and
is in
boobage.
It.
Yeah, and she's big old naked in it.
A little bit.
In the beginning, in the first episode.
How long are the episodes?
No, like they're 40, 45 minutes, 46, 80. Yeah.
And it's like a... It's like 15 episode or something season.
It's great. It's fun.
Everything's all at once. That's my biggest problem. I can't handle that. I get so into those shows and I just watch
season?
Them all.
When are they going to come back? This Netflix,
I guess
probably once a year. So basically you watched it and you're going to have to wait an entire 350 whatever days.
I should
wait until, you know, it's been a year so that I can wait the second
that's,
season.
That's what I do sometimes.
If they could do like the British and do it like every actual season of time.
I can't get hooked.
That's my point. If you find a great show like that, and then you watch them all in a week or 2 weeks' time. You're stuck.
And aren't you going
to
forget about it? Aren't you going to forget a lot about it?
Yeah. It's better. Yeah. It's better when
that's funny.
You can follow them.
I'll have to watch it twice.
I got no retention
when I watch it once before the next season.
When is Breaking Bad coming back? I feel like I have to watch that
August 11th.
Very soon. I know they just put that first half of the season on Netflix.
A week from tomorrow.
So I got to rewatch it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix too. But I've seen it all. But
I'm going to rewatch it again. Yeah,
I just marathoned it again
because there's a lot of stuff that happens in that season that's pretty important. I feel like in the very first episode. They give you a lot of information about the second half.
Forever for this show to come back.
Mm. Yeah, to it's come back show. And be over.
Yeah, you're a fan
it's
of that, Malcolm.
Forever.
Right?
Yeah, he told me about it.
We all love that show.
You forgot about it. It's been a long time.
I think they should, unless they do something game changing. I think they should have ended it last season.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It could have.
There was some game changing stuff last season though that feels like it needs to be wrapped up this season.
Now, do you mean
this season didn't really grab me?
Do you mean the fourth season or you mean the first?
The one when dude lost his face.
You think they should have ended it after that one?
Yeah, they should have wrapped it.
Oh, okay. So really last season, yeah.
Well, you know,
it's true.
They weren't sure they were coming back. The AMC wasn't, they weren't picked up for another season.
So
that's why they did it the way they did it. And then they said, all right, we're actually going to
be in the water. Because when they got picked back up, when they got picked back up, it was slow and it felt like, you know.
They didn't know where they were going.
Yeah, it just seemed.
I feel like it's building, though. I really do.
Yeah, I'm sure that the time that they've taken off.
It's kind of like with Lost, they closed it early. You can feel it also with the way things
weren't closed. Lost had the writer strike, too. It was like, what, is this ever going to happen? And it had a super short season that was terrible.
I think it's going to pay off.
I'm sure.
I think it's going to pay.
When does it start?
A week from tomorrow, August 11th.
Yes.
And that's my point. What I was trying to say is when you crash course, you crash course yourself in these series like this, and you go all you know, you're all balls in. You're done. I mean, you watch something in a week, 2 weeks time, and then you have to wait a year before it comes out. Whereas if you invest every Sunday or every Wednesday or whenever something comes out over the course of 12 months or whatever. You know, I think it stays with you more.
It definitely does.
But I mean, who's got time for that?
That's the thing.
Yeah, who's got time? I can't watch anything.
I've let so many shows go over. You know, just because
I don't even watch television shows.
Who's at home at that time?
Yeah.
You know, people have DVR now. They just watch it whenever they want.
I mean, we want it for when we want to watch it. It's all about us.
We've gotten spoiled. You know, it's hard to go back.
Balter, have you seen The Bridge?
Everybody's telling me to watch
that.
And I knew you were telling me to watch it.
I'm going to tell you
that on Facebook.
Let Bailey set it up.
It really is. So. I really haven't been hooked on a show like this since Breaking Bad. So The Bridge is about the Texas-Mexican border, and it's kind of about the troubles between jurisdiction. But
like it's about Juarez.
It's about Juarez
and
Texas. And it's like there's a bridge that obviously connects the two sides, but it's about a serial killer who's kind of attacking both sides, and it's really in-depth. It's really crazy. You have to see it to believe it.
Where can I see this?
It's on FX, so I don't know.
Probably on demand.
On demand, yeah, iTunes has it.
Illegally
download
it.
Is it just started, like one season?
There's only three or four episodes in.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
I'm not. This is my recommendation for this podcast. It is fantastic. It's
really
excellent. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Everybody's told me to
watch
that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've seen you post stuff on.
Oh, I'm trying to spread
social media, and everyone
is trying to spread it.
Yeah, everyone that's replied has
said you're
right. Is
there
anybody famous in it? Is anybody that we would recognize?
Diane Kruger. She was in Inglourious Basterds. She was the German actress in Inglourious Basterds.
Okay,
the young one?
Yeah, the blonde.
Oh, yeah. What was her name in that movie?
Oh, man.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
Why are you looking at me? Can you give me all the info on Tarantino movies, Brandon?
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah, Brandon's not a
fan. Oh, yeah, he hates...
I don't hate him.
I'm not a big fan.
I think he's washed up and kind of hacky right now.
He's washed up and everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
Turns to gold dookie.
Gold. I like gold dookie.
Gold dookie is still gold.
That's true.
But you got it. You guys got to watch it. Yeah. Everyone who's checked it out on my recommendation has loved it. So.
Any Aaron Sorkin fans around?
Oh. Uh-oh. You were right.
Am I always right about television? I think I might be.
You've recommended some very good.
So you're watching
things.
Newsroom.
I mean, yeah, he introduced me to Adam Carolla.
Thank you, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Aww, so I mean, anything
props.
He's
you introduced any, yourself to Adam Carolla.
No,
in
I
the
didn't.
End, though.
Well, yeah, but
that's true.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you, I would have never started listening to him or even knew who he was. So, and not only that, just there's been a lot of television shows between you and Bailey, but you guys are spot on with your
and this is something that I'm lacking though. I haven't
and
seen
the newsroom. You were
I
want to
see that
right.
I'm having a tough time actually with this second season.
You were
why?
Right. Yeah, I like the. I
it's
seem
a,
to.
It's. Okay, well, okay. So you liked the first season?
I enjoyed it, but I did exactly what I said I'm against. I just went right through them all, and I had to play catch-up, and now I'm watching it every Sunday.
So it's only into season two now?
Yeah, season two. But one of the problems I have are the relationship...
between the characters?
Yeah.
That's actually what I like
corny.
The most.
Yeah, but it's kind of like... childish.
It's like sitcom from the 90s style relationship, like drama.
And then the girl, the one of the leads, I forget her name, the blonde chick who was going out with the one guy.
Allison Pill.
Yeah, she's just not believable.
Pill, P-I-L-L.
Is that the blonde?
I think so. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I'm referencing someone else.
No,
I know she's on the show, but it could be.
I think that might be her. Mackenzie McHale is the British woman who was.
Olivia. They're fine. Stuff, they're fine because they're older. They're mature.
Olivia
but
Munn
she's
plays.
A little too whiny.
Olivia Munn's the name for her character is very weird. I wish I could remember it, but it's like a super alliterated, goofy name that sounds like it should be for a superhero. Olivia Munn's character.
I like her character.
It's
you
pretty
said,
good.
You said she didn't have much in it, but she's
in it a lot more.
And
now.
She's smart.
Well, she plays like in a
she's
like
more
an economic
a
advisor.
The other like girls her. Are like little girls, little whiny girls, and they're worried about their boyfriends or the one that they really like, but they're with the boy.
Sounds
like
high school.
Very high school.
So the style like of like Aaron Sorkin's always like, I'm going to show you the most idealistic, best version of something, and this is what I wish the world was like. Kind of
Allison
look.
Pill. You're right.
Yeah, Allison Pearl's though.
She looks like
she
a
got
Teletubby.
She's got a little weird face. Yeah,
she got tubby.
She's cute though.
She looks like a Teletubby.
She was engaged to that guy from This Is the End. Jay Baruchel.
Oh, it's also got Jeff Bridges on it. We talked about that. Yeah.
I need to see this.
And so basically, this is the best, most idealistic version of the news.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. That's what I'm saying.
So what they do is they build a story around stories.
The dude is not on it.
They build a story that's around other stories.
Yeah.
That's already happened.
That's very Sorkin. Yeah.
And.
Well,
it is cool.
In The West Wing, he would make up Crisis, and it was somewhat based
on
stuff.
Yeah, but
these aren't. But this is real shit, and that's my problem.
News.
Yeah.
How is the second season holding up though? Because I think you told me it wasn't as strong, or
well,
maybe it
wasn't. It's tough. That's what I'm saying is like they
well,
do it over
some,
and over.
But he's going somewhere with it.
As long as it's
he is, and there's a background story that isn't something that's happened. It's actually their own personal story,
he's
good.
He's taking the audience somewhere I can see.
That's part.
Very crafty.
But like just in last season was probably my least favorite episode was when they went and did Osama bin Laden being killed, and they reported on it perfectly.
Spoiler.
And he was high.
Oh yeah, and he was high and just blah kidding, blah blah.
He was baked on the show. No. Ate some pot cookies.
You ruined this for.
Oh, sorry.
Who's?
You guys haven't seen it. Although, yeah, that's not really that's not the main part.
And I didn't really hear
the stuff
anything.
That really goes down are the consequences. Well, so you guys will have to watch that. Sorry.
Maybe I'll start
back to my complaining.
Spoiler alert. Go ahead.
My issue is that they report on real news stuff, but they talk about it like they're perfect and they're self-righteous bullshit kind of perfect. Like it's like. every other news program's doing it wrong. CNN's doing it wrong.
But they are.
And no, they are.
Is it a made-up news program?
Yeah, it is. It's like ACN or whatever is the name of the network. Okay. And their show is actually called The Newsroom or something stupid like that. Right. Or News Night or something. Probably like Sports Night, like his old Aaron Sorkin show. But basically, they'll go through it and they'll do it right. But the thing is, in real life, no network gets any of this shit right. So it is a little annoying to see one network that gets everything right every single time as basically them. They always get everything right. It worked better in the West Wing for me.
But it's not so much that they get it right. It's the fact that they're able to pull it off with all the chaos that's actually going on behind the scenes,
right.
The politics of it, the personal developments, and everything unraveling. But, and then, boom, showtime, kind of like the show. And then
that
showtime,
was like
they catch on to all the stuff earlier than anybody else. They knew about Bin Laden before anybody else. They knew.
How, though?
Really sort of arbitrary, dumb reasons, like convoluted reasons, and that's my issue.
Did you guys ever watch The Sunset Strip?
But it's a great, great acted, great everything else. Oh, yeah, Sunset Strip was pretty good, too.
Yeah,
Matthew Perry, honestly, is terrible, but he's good in that.
That was his show after Friends or whatever?
Yeah, that was after. Although he was on West Wing during Friends,
was
too.
He?
Yeah. I think he was on West Wing for a very little bit of time. He played a lawyer. Yeah.
I never really watched that, but I didn't know he was on that either.
For like one season.
Yeah, you would enjoy it.
The fact that I have Netflix and HBO Go, why wouldn't I watch Orange is the New Black? Why wouldn't I watch House of Cards? Why wouldn't I watch
Why wouldn't you watch Mad Men?
Why wouldn't I
watch West Wing?
You haven't watched Mad Men?
It's your style, man. Mad Men.
That's
what
that
everybody tells me.
It's a super dark drama. That's what you watch, man.
That's what everybody tells me. You know what, though? I have seen
Draper.
2 years ago, maybe three, maybe 3 years ago, I watched like 8 episodes. I don't remember anything. But
just rewatch it.
You're so high on PCP, which is the only way I watched it.
I was like that with Boardwalk Empire. Like, I watched it.
Oh.
And it didn't sink in at first.
Yeah. I can't get into that. Is anybody else?
No.
So you can get into it.
Yeah, you can. I am stuck.
I can't.
I am stuck on this last season. I'm missing like 5 episodes. I can't do it.
Of what?
Boardwalk.
Really?
It's the best.
It's good.
I fall asleep.
The last season
of this past season.
Yeah, I
saw the preview for the next season. Looks pretty amazing.
I would watch it just
HBO
for
again.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
When I move, it'll happen.
Did you see the trailer for the new season? It actually makes me want to watch it.
Yeah,
it looked pretty amazing.
Go ahead, Bailey.
I don't know. What I was gonna say. I think so. I should. I almost have to like.
You should.
I don't know what that was.
I almost have to pick and choose. Like, how much is?
There's not enough time.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
feel like Boardwalk's worth watching. But the only thing is, I've stopped and go with so many large gaps in between. I feel like
one of the things I like about Bailey is that he makes time.
I do.
Like he will, you know, a day off, or if he's got.
Yeah. That's all I did today.
Yeah, yeah. If his fiance has gone out of town or something.
Yep. I watched an entire TV.
I got to cut back on killing all the hobos to make more time for my Hulu obsession. Yeah.
Wow.
I watched an entire. TV series from Thursday night into today. It was called Banshee, which is Alan Ball's.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I watched that. That was very good. But maybe I should have spent my time watching better stuff.
There's a good amount of really good programming out.
It's a golden age of
television
drama.
It really is.
Yeah. Sitcoms are coming back, too. I like some of the network sitcoms out there, like New Girl. Very good.
Yeah, I tried watching that.
I actually watched some of that. It's pretty
funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I like the guys better than her, actually.
Well, what's funny
the
is, like, the story as a whole, all the supporting stuff is so good that you could probably continue the show even if she left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That's funny to think.
They even switched out the black guy after the first episode.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
It was Damon Wayans' son, and he got cut from the show because
completely.
He was doing another show.
Because he was doing Happy Endings.
Wait, hold on. This is interesting. What happened to the black man? They wrote him off?
They changed
out.
Him.
No.
And they didn't talk about it.
They made one joke about it.
Oh, they did?
In one episode.
They pulled a...
They switched out the black guy just because he's another black guy.
They pulled an Iron Man. They pulled an Iron Man, too.
They did that in the Jeffersons, too.
Well, they've been doing it forever.
They've been doing that to us for a long time, keeping us
weird.
Down.
Would they switch Wheezy's out? They switch Wheezy's out?
Hold on, guys. It's so much going on
so
in this podcast.
So much conversation.
They did that in the Jeffersons where he had the son. I think his name was Lionel. Is Lionel or Linus? I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was Lionel. Lionel.
Not a show I watched.
And it was they switched him out.
It was Lionel,
Yeah, two different afros, two different skin complexions. You're right. They did Iron Man.
And they pulled a Terrence Howard on us.
And they've done it a lot in a lot of shows.
Black man. But at least they just switched him out with another black man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they didn't address it?
No, they did for like one joke.
Right. Yeah, the new black man.
They did
was
it
a
in Bewitched too. I don't know, it's an old song, probably before everyone's time at this table. But it in the TV show The Bewitched, and I only caught the reruns, but they had Darren, the husband, and then they swapped him out with a different Darren.
Really?
Weird.
Now, is it better to swap him out or have them never come back, like the older brother in Happy Days?
It's all about
I'm saying, like, the oldest brother in Happy Days just disappears.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck disappeared.
He walks up the stairs and just dies.
I think it's an urban legend. That, yeah.
That happened in my soap opera, too. She died in real life.
Soap opera.
Didn't they say you went to NAMM or something like that?
I don't think they ever said anything. Just ignored it. Most sitcoms back then ignored that shit.
I know what they did with the Fonz. When the Fonz originally started, he had a khaki jacket on, not the leather. Yeah.
It wasn't sexy.
So they switched out the jacket.
They switched it to make him more of a quote-unquote greaser, and then he had the brown jacket, almost like the brown air fighter.
Like
fighter
a pilot jacket.
And then that changed.
Bomber jacket.
Then that changed, and then he finished off with the black leather jacket.
I don't know that. I didn't know that.
Wow. That's weird.
It's funny how they do that, though. It's funny how
khaki.
You can do that.
It was a khaki jacket, yeah.
I can't picture that. That's weird. I want to see a picture of that. I know. You and your thumbs up. I know.
Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
The most Jewish man in Hollywood.
He's fantastic on Arrested Development. Fantastic.
Yeah.
He's one of the best parts about it.
He's the lawyer on that.
It's C-Law. If you don't sign it, you're not culpable.
All of them. He's the lawyer.
He's our lawyer. He's great.
Never watched it.
Yeah. Especially in this last season, he's had a lot of good lines.
I watched like last season.
Do I need to? But question is, I should definitely catch up on Boardwalk. I should definitely finish that out.
It's a lot of other stuff on, but I enjoy. If you've already invested, you need to finish it.
Yeah, I guess
it
should.
It gets the villain. What's his name? I can't remember.
Bobby.
Who's that motherfucker's name?
The actor's name is like Bobby Cannavale or something like that, but he's
Cannavale.
I don't know what it is.
Shit. And he's got this sex fetish where he likes to be
choked.
What are you guys even screaming about here?
Yeah. They tried to get him once when he was doing it.
Empire. Yeah, that's tried to get him once. Thing to,
I don't approve of this.
Yeah,
we're the censors. We're the censors for this show.
It's a bad thing to be into.
Maybe I'll finish it out.
Choking?
Yeah. But yeah, it's something else. It's
the
a good show.
The guy
no,
with.
But I think doesn't he? I'm not going to say anything because I don't know if this is a spoiler, but
spoiler alert.
We spoil everything.
Doesn't he die?
Who?
That guy? The guy who likes choking?
You gotta watch the show!
I feel like I caught up.
That I haven't seen.
Oh, you caught up? You don't know.
That I haven't seen.
Just watch it.
My imagination.
I would watch it just for the guy with the half face. He's like, I think he's one of the greatest TV characters.
He's a badass.
That's why you need to watch it.
Okay, good. Done. I'm going home tonight and I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, he's awesome. Especially later. Actually, in the last season.
Okay, good.
Just don't tell him what he, you know.
Okay, good.
I won't say anything.
Jeez.
Good. I will do it. Sold. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, you should.
All right, I'm going to finish
Sorry.
It.
So what else, people? Huh? We covered 1,000 things?
We did.
Have
so.
Yeah, have we?
None of these.
Oh, we got to do that.
Yeah,
we
do
some
it.
Questions. I got some questions.
You got some theme music for the questions?
Miriam's actually going to read them off, and then we can weigh in on them.
Well, do you have a preference of where you want to start?
No, start from one all the way down. Read you can
first
read
come,
the,
first serve.
Is this like an AMA?
If I can just finish for a second.
Sorry.
If
talking to Bam.
Just read the person's name. Okay. And then the question, and then we will weigh in on each one. I got this kind of got this idea from my boy Cassius Morris from That Reporter Kid Speaks.
So that's a great idea.
I listen to his podcast and watch how he does things on social media. And smart guy, man.
Would you say he's your sensei?
He's sharp. Yeah. I'm honored to be in anyone's presence that's out here creating stuff. So
I think this is a great idea.
I gave him a little nod, told him I used it last time for a couple few questions, but I was so drunk. I didn't even do it in the right format. I was wasted on the past couple podcasts. I don't even know how I got through them.
Good times.
So this one, not so much. I was just full of food, and I puked that out. So
we're good.
Yeah, we're good. So let's see what we got.
First question is from Rick Marrero.
Let's get it together, Miriam.
Sorry, I've had too much wine now.
My boy Rick Marrero. Just give you a little background on Rick. Rick was on the show.
Yeah, he's been a
one
guest.
Of the early guests. He owns a restaurant in Gainesville, Virginia, called Desiderio. It's a little Italian American eatery.
That's a
really
great
nice
show.
Place. What?
Is that a show called Desiderio?
Yeah. No, his
the hell are you talking
show
about?
With Malcolm.
Oh, yeah, the podcast.
Okay. He did hip hop.
Yeah.
It was Malcolm.
Right.
So, what's Rick talking about?
Actually, his question is about hip hop.
Oh, cool.
Who or what is responsible for the decline, lack of creativity, etc. in hip hop? That's the first part of his question. You want to hear the second part?
Was it decline of hip hop?
Lack of creativity.
Ah.
Who or what is responsible?
Part?
The second part is about watermelon Oreos and where he can get them.
Got you. Let's start with the watermelon Oreos.
Okay.
All right.
I think I know more about watermelon Oreos.
Where can you get those?
Where can you
buy sets of Domino's? That's the real question.
Do you want
watermelon.
What's the other flavor though?
It's watermelon. Candy corn. Candy corn.
No, I just like the regular Oreo.
I would counter with, why would you want watermelon Oreos?
I like watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Those are amazing.
But it doesn't taste like a watermelon.
Starburst.
That's like some chemical flavor.
It's sweet.
It's sort of like artificial. Fake bananas, terrible.
It's artificial, but Oreos is Oreos.
Oreos, you got to keep basic.
Double stuff is
hip-hop.
I'll do double stuff.
What about hip-hop?
So, Rick, my man, Rick, here's, you know, I know you're a food guy, but stick to the basics, baby boy. Don't venture off. Yeah. Don't get the watermelon. It should make your gut expand, and you'll be up in something. You know what I mean? It sounds good, but nah, leave the watermelon to the real watermelons. You know, cut it open, put your mouth on it, and go to town.
Whoa. Put some salt on it first, man.
You put salt on yours?
Oh, I salt mine, yeah.
You salt your
I've never heard
is
that it, ever.
Isn't that old? That's old school.
It you
never
out
heard
the
of that?
Sweetness.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It does.
What does it do? I've never.
It makes
heard
it
that.
It makes it taste 100 times better. Mm. Oh my god.
I just pick the right watermelon by tapping it.
I'm like, this one have seeds in it. I don't want to eat it.
I'm gonna get a watermelon.
I don't want a square watermelon.
Oh, those are weird.
With no
seeds. They grow them in like a box or something.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm gonna get a watermelon just so I can watch you eat it.
Yeah,
I'd like to see
with
that.
The salt.
Yeah.
Who, Brandon? You want to watch Brandon eat?
A whole
that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Racist.
I'll be there.
It's not racist.
Think all my people eat watermelon?
I don't know
put
what
salt
your
people
on it? Do. God only knows
God.
What your people do.
God's the only one who knows. You're right.
Mm. So yeah, Rick, leave the watermelon alone, baby. Stick to the basics. Don't listen to Brandon, whatever he's jibber-jabbering about. And then as far as hip-hop goes, yeah. I mean, you guys can feel free to jump in, which I'm sure you will. I mean, you know, the decline of hip-hop is basically the mainstream of the industry itself. They're just out about the money. Hip-hop, in my opinion, not really hip-hop the culture, but probably rap music. Hip-hop itself is alive and it's thriving. It's everywhere. You look in Starburst commercials, Skittles commercials.
It's everywhere.
It's played in burger joints. Music is played. I mean, the way you dress, the way you walk, I mean, it's part of the culture. I mean, it's taken over, and I could not be any more happier about that.
It's a big part of the American culture.
But rap music itself, now there's a difference. There's a huge difference, and rap music, in my opinion, has not grown, has not evolved in some areas. You got to go underground. I think you'll agree with this.
Well, that's all I listen to, man.
You have to really go underground. I mean, there's some brothers out there like Immortal Technique, and you've got
I love Immortal Technique.
Yeah,
all the time.
And there's a couple other ones. I got podcast itis right now. But there's a lot of other brothers in the mainstream that's out there getting it. But you know, basically everyone that I see, whether it's Jay-Z, Kanye West, any of them, although they're scientific in the way they're doing it, and they're hella good businessmen, they're selling out. They're just marketing, you know. Fuck it, I'll say it. And I don't like it, man. I don't like the fact that it's been about money, hoes, and clothes since the 90s. And so many groups, I can't tell Drake apart from Wheezy.
There's a heavy pop infusion into it, I think.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Yeah, everybody's got to have a hook. Everyone
you
sounds
need to get back
the
to
same.
Like singing about substance. Yeah. Shit that's real. I think that's important.
Conscious rap, man. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. Conscious rap itself, man, and you could tell New York rappers from West Coast rappers, mm-hmm. West Coast rappers from Houston to Atlanta.
I mean,
you had Outkast, you had Ghetto Boys. I mean, you had New York representing. I mean, I can just name a bunch, but the point is now everyone wants to sound alike. Everyone wants to look alike. And it's been the same.
A little homogenous.
I mean, it's just has not evolved and grown. And that's just the corporations. That's just the mentality. You're not going to get signed. But the upside of the story is technology, the underground movement.
It's
YouTube.
Huge.
There's still access.
You have YouTube, Vimeo, you have Vine, you have all these different outlets.
Tyler the Creator, Odd Future Wolfgang, all that shit is
Tyler
huge
Creator.
Now. And
viral.
they started just by being viral. Yeah,
just
meet each other
viral,
on MySpace.
Yeah. Yep.
And like that's how they all met up.
Donald
it's
Glover.
Amazing. Donald Glover sort of, he's in
what's
the exact
his,
same one.
I can't think of
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino,
That shit's amazing. And he doesn't really have a label. He does whatever he
wants.
I
like that name.
Childish Gambino.
Victor loves him. He's the one who introduced me to Childish
what is he
Gambino.
He tells you to drop, hey, homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ.
He's
the
guy from
lines.
Community.
Yeah.
Donald Glover, the guy from Community.
Oh.
Yeah.
Donald Glover. Is related to
move white girls like this coke up my ass crack.
Danny Glover.
No, he's not. I looked it up.
No, I, you know, it, you can't really, you can say, oh, the man is to blame, the man. But when it comes down to it, it comes to the artist. What is the artist going to do to take responsibility for the course and the direction of his and her own art? What are they going to do? Are you going to continue to be a pimp? Are you going to continue to be a hoe? Are you going to continue? There's nothing wrong with pimps and hoes, but at the same time, it can't dominate the marketplace.
It doesn't. At a certain point, you're not growing. Yeah,
yeah, you got to evolve.
And so you have to look within yourself and say, what am I doing as an artist to go above and beyond and to take it to the next level? Am I going to risk it all and do something different, say something different, be something different? So, you know, you have to look at yourself, too. If you are, quote unquote, you know, you look at yourself. Would I sell out for, you know, a big paycheck, a Ferrari, and, you know, some champagne? You never know what you're going to do until you're offered that.
True.
And they throw these brothers and sisters that stuff of all colors. I'm not saying it's black or white when I say that. But when you're so young and you are offered that, you know, that seems like the easy route. But are they going to last? Are they going to be remembered 10, 15? Are they going to be like Rakim? Are they going to be like Talib Kweli? Are they going to? It's a very
Rock
small.
The bells.
Yeah, it's going to be a very small percentage that's going to command that type of respect. And sometimes you got to sacrifice the
I think
Bentleys
they want the they want the giant. Like the giant group of people, like all the adoring fans, and like most other like music genres now have sort of resigned to the fact that you're only going to get a small audience for your work now because of the internet.
And
they found ways to make money that way. And the rap game's just like, no, we want everybody. And if we're all the same, we get everybody.
Money should not be your motivational factor. Money is like the fruits of your labor. If you put in something, you get paid, okay? But if you go after it and you're just about to get paid because you think that's going to get you the women and you think that's going to get you the clothes and
well, it's all about the pursuit of pussy, man.
Come on, man.
You know that.
Well, everything is, but at the same time, at the same time.
What about me? I don't understand. I don't know.
I don't know.
Women.
I don't really know how I fit into that again.
Women are motivated by, I believe, I can't speak for women, but women are a lot, they're more grounded, more rounded when it comes to doing
they're
things.
They're motivated by ideals and moral values.
Yeah. And they have a good grasp of, not in hip hop or rap. I mean, you know, it depends if we're still talking about that, but in general, the woman is a lot more stable mentally. So they're less likely to fall victim of a lot of stuff like that. You know, this is why they, you know, a homemaker, you know what I mean? Mother Earth, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know, it's just that's nature.
That's sexist, man.
No, it's nature. Yeah. I don't know about that. It's just how it is.
I think it's healthy to have female compete in the same sort
of thing.
I
think you've talked about the importance of strong women in Hollywood.
Oh,
absolutely.
I love it.
And representation.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing in hip hop. I mean, when you need that presence of women also.
But is Nicki Minaj like?
I mean, she's not Queen Latifah.
But you're always going to have a Nicki Minaj because before Nicki Minaj, you had Lil Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, before Lil Kim,
that's right. Yeah, Lil Kim.
Before
Lil Queen Latifah.
Before that, you had Yo Yo with Ice Cube, but Yo Yo was
more
MC conscious.
Lights.
Yeah, you had
MC Light.
They used to wear baggier clothes though, and
exactly. She was a little more,
Light,
you know,
Light was
real
dropping.
And like, you know, it wasn't all about the ass and the whatever.
Light
Missy Elliott was sort of Missy Elliott was sort of similar to that too.
I really liked.
Oh,
Missy
she was
Elliott
good. Yeah,
still, she's fun. She's got funky beats. It's
Well, they're biting off of Light or Elliott.
They definitely are.
Yeah, definitely. People are trying to change style.
Yeah,
she has
Nicki Minaj straight up is just taking that shit. Yeah.
That's true.
They're biting, and that's another thing
Missy's
that bothers me.
Missy's still around, though. Don't forget her. Yep. She's still around.
I like that song where she sings backwards.
Yeah, that's another thing that bothers me is the fact that, you know, I'm sure that no one at this table even knows the consequences of biting or what biting is. And when you bite, I mean, that's one of the worst things you could have ever done in the late 70s and 80s is to take someone else's style and pass it off on your own.
Insulting.
Posing.
Yeah, it's posing. That's what they call it now. But it goes without, you know, you got Rick Ross running around. The fuck is that?
Which one?
You know, he ain't Freeway. You know, I don't know what he is, but, I mean, you got him running around. He's making millions.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know?
Everything under, like, Young Money is, like, all sort of like that, and they just take each other's shit.
And
feature on each other's albums, it becomes very, like, incestuous.
Maybe who's at fault? Maybe money? Maybe the human ego?
Greed.
You know?
It's money. Yeah, it's money.
It's easy to lust. Lust, you know?
Yeah.
The fame.
Yeah, it's easy to. It would be easy for me or anyone to say, this corporation or the radio or the record or
no, you can't
or
blame
society.
Just one thing.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You got it. Starts
all of those combined.
It starts within yourself. That's and
definitely.
Your ability to
definitely.
So we're all at fault in how we educate our not only the people coming up, but you know our brothers, our sisters, people next to us, in front of us. We're not talking to each other. We're not educating. We're not critical anymore.
Dang,
we just
not
say yeah.
Enough.
No. Not yeah. at all. So that's my answer for Rick Marrero. All right. Who's next?
All right.
That was good.
Next is your boy George. I don't know how to say his last name.
Who?
Can we just call him Boy George?
GQ?
Oh, GQ.
GQ.
Yeah.
GQ.
My man GQ in the house. Represent.
Cuidado. Or something. I don't know.
That's my boy.
Cuidado.
There's no Q, so.
I know GQ.
Or you know you.
I know my boy GQ. I give everybody a little history, anyone who's listening, you know, how my relationship and some of the people that's asking, because I happen to know him. But feel free, anyone who I don't know, to ask on Facebook or Twitter. Any questions? But GQ and I work at one of my many jobs that I'm holding down. So we share
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
he
a
came
good guy.
By to a wine shop.
We went to the movies last night.
That's
he didn't
right.
buy
he
his ticket.
There?
It was one of those movie theaters where you have to buy your
us,
ticket
yeah.
in advance.
Oh no!
And he showed up like a rookie. Yeah.
He showed up.
So what
trying to pick
happened?
One up.
Sat in the front row.
Oh, he
we got separated. We got separated, but we got to hang out.
Couldn't hold hands. No hand holding.
No hand holding.
That's too bad.
They're harsh.
He's a good guy. Question.
What does Trump ask?
All right, so, quote, what do you think the direction of action movies has gone in the past 5 years versus previous 25? Like big generations and blockbuster hits, i.e. Die Hard, Arnold movies, Eastwood versus films like Bourne and Craig Bond, etc.
I don't think the direction has strayed so much. I think they've overexploited maybe too many sequels and stuff, but I think it's the
same as it ever. Same as it's ever been. Like talking
yeah,
heads.
I do think so, but I also think that with technology and budgets increasing, that you can not rely on practical stuff as much as you used to, and it kind of strays away from the coolness of Hollywood and the coolness of movies.
It's cheaper to make these now. Like I remember Bad Boys 2 having like a crazy budget and doing all this shit, and now you could do
$200 million.
Yeah, now you
Bad
could
Boys
now
too.
You could do actually, it on like any budget.
Actually, Bad Boys was a low budget film.
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Totally.
That's why I specifically was like Bad Boys. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? The director?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Who's the other guy? Buckheimer.
But Bruckheimer. He produces.
He's a producer. Yeah. He's the hotshot producer.
Okay. Yeah.
Producing explosions near you.
The I think one of the things that's missing, he brought up Die Hard and you bring up Bad Boys, is more that human element. Now everything is CGI'd in.
Totally.
And
that's what I mean.
Yeah, we're going to look 20 years from now, 15, 20 years from now, and our kids are going to look back, and it's going to look like those old Elvis movies when they're driving.
Yeah.
And it's like the scenes moving from behind.
They turn the wheel and they're not even turning.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
As good as we think, and some of it isn't that great CGI, but as good as we think it is, our children are going to look back and be like, ugh.
That's what I mean, though.
Anytime
that's
you have so somebody crappy. Falling off a building, always
they need
looks
to get
bad.
Back to like
yeah, that's true. It still looks bad.
Yep.
They need to get back to stuntmen.
That's
real
exactly
car
what I mean.
Chases.
That's exactly what I mean.
French Connection.
You can kind of see.
Jack Reacher did that.
Yeah, definitely, and that's a great example.
I have not seen that.
The old, you know, the original Indiana Jones movies, practical effects, practical everything, human element.
Human contact.
Well, that's Spielberg. With more budgets. That's Spielberg 100%.
True.
Like, you know,
that's a good
Jurassic
point.
Park
I mean,
didn't
do
overstep it's what it could
he
do.
He can balance the budget and the CGI with the human element, but I just think as budgets increase and CGI gets better, it just makes it less, you get less connected
less
to
authentic.
It. Yeah, you get less connected to it. Right, that's what I think.
Blow stuff up like Stallone did with The Expendables. Like
yeah,
he used special effects and CGI,
sure,
like the shots and
sure.
stuff. But
when
it was,
when
low
it was
budget,
necessary, but it was very low budget. Yeah,
but that's what people want to see. You want to see someone get punched or thrown across, or
yeah.
You don't want to just see like a scene of a bunch of squibs exploding in some dude's dress shirt. I got you.
I think, but and also as Brandon stated, though, it really hasn't strayed off dramatically. It's more a style of direction.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. It's essentially the same, and I think that's what makes it so disappointing now, is that nothing's really changed. While so many other genres have evolved, horror is nothing like it used to be. Dramas are a lot deeper, and they're generally longer.
But
action's just the same.
You know what, though? If it was one thing that, I guess for the most part, that Two Guns had for it was that practical stuff. I
mean, they had a lot of human interaction.
Yeah, a lot of human interaction. It wasn't a lot of
CGI.
And
that's what worked for it.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Exactly. And I think that if it can stick like
could
that.
Could have been
a
better script. But
sure. They had like one scene that was sort of out of time, and they're like, check this out. Wasn't that clever that we showed you this scene before every other scene? It's like,
oh, you know,
my
God. I meant to bring that up because I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, they didn't explain it. It wasn't like Tarantino style where he does it by like chapters out of order and it makes sense. Yeah. It was just sort of like, okay, there's no real reason why you shot it like this. You just did it because you thought it was cool.
Had a lot of human interaction, and the humor and that interaction saved it, I think.
So I think we're in agreement that if it's going to evolve, and it's like a rubber band, it stretches and comes back. It is what it is. We're accepting as a viewer, but at the same time, it could be better if we brought back more of the human element.
Yeah. I need Rush Hour 5. I need Rush Hour 5.
And with Elysium coming out, you can tell there's a lot of sci-fi in it, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of human stuff in it, too.
I want it to be good.
I really do.
I do, but Blomkamp, we'll see what he does.
Tom Cruise did it with Oblivion, I think, pretty well, didn't he?
I think about that, the more I really like that movie.
I love it.
It's on iTunes. I'm going to watch
it.
Yeah.
Oblivion.
All right, I'm going to give it a chance now. Yesterday, I was like, should I? And then I watched Side Effects instead.
I think Oblivion.
It
like that.
Really wasn't that great. No. My brother recommended it to me. I was like, really?
I think Oblivion is in probably for the summer. It's easily in my top five.
Definitely.
Damn.
It was fun.
For
sci-fi, I was very happy.
I bought Oblivion the day it came out on iTunes.
And I'm
not
just saying that because Tom Cruise.
No.
I mean, keep in mind,
That's why I thought you guys... Oh, yeah, that's the movie.
I got searched and seized.
Even made me feel a little Kubrick-y.
Literally.
Like it had a little bit of a Kubrick taste to it because of how strange the idea was.
Yeah.
All right,
you're right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now you've got my interest
peaked. I like that.
Yeah.
All
right.
We like
Oblivion. That's a good question.
So, yes, George. Question. So, GQ, my man.
GQ, good job.
Yeah, we got to bring back the human element in some action movies.
And that's come up in many podcasts, the human element in movies. So
we need more of it.
Yeah. I like that you guys agreed on
that definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Next one. All right. Dave Lemmy?
Yeah.
Okay. My man, Dave.
All right.
I like Dave. He reminds me of John Belushi in some way.
I feel like he's a UFC fighter. He kind of gives off that UFC fighter feeling.
Yeah, but he's got like, but he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
This is a Game of Thrones question.
Ah. Brandon might know a little bit.
I might know all about this.
Well, it's more of an opinion thing. It's not about... Yeah. So who do you think will take the throne or the Iron Throne in Game of Thrones at the end?
One of the women.
Nice.
I think one of the women.
Maybe Marjorie. A little Marjorie action. Yeah.
Which one's that?
That was the Tully family, I think.
Or maybe one of the horse.
The ones that were marrying into Joffrey.
Horse.
What?
With Rouge.
Horror.
Rouge, yeah.
I think.
No, yeah, I'd say
it's got to be a woman.
I bet she's going to be one. I bet she's going to be one.
No, I don't think so at all. I do not think so.
Well, I'm okay with the woman being it.
I think so.
But
I don't see why not. I think the women are the strongest characters.
I'm saying, but it's not. Well, the women are the ones who don't die, as you heard from.
Well, some of them do.
Dead people aren't so strong.
I don't want to say stuff.
Well, no,
there's
a line in the TV show they've already said, but it was also in the books that was like about how all the men are dying and the women don't die at all.
Mm-hmm.
They specifically like talked about that. But I know what you're talking about. I'm saying like this is sort of the general theme though, is that the women seem stronger.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great, the truth though.
Great show, very good show. I've not read that. This is one of the series that I'd like to purchase the books and read them. About,
same here.
Whenever I'm watching the show, I feel like something's missing. Some elements are missing. They do a good job. Great production. Value.
There's a lot to cram in. There's a lot to cram in.
Yeah, a lot to cram in.
Yeah, but Stannis it's Baratheon. That's what we'll put it down.
Who are you going with? Hold on.
At Stannis Baratheon.
Is going to be at the throne.
It's going to be the king.
Going to be the end.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And that's the whole premise is who, like one.
What's all about the game?
It's War of Roses, except one between throne. Like 100 different families instead of just like three.
Yeah.
Which one? Who's Stan? I can't keep up with it.
Well, then this is a bad question to ask.
He's one of the three brothers.
He's right. the original king was a Baratheon.
I think it might be that chick.
Hey, isn't
I think it's going to be a little girl.
What?
Isn't Stannis?
She's awesome. I love her.
Arya?
Yeah,
little girl.
What's, up, Bailey?
Isn't Stannis the one that is with
the red girl? Yeah, he's the one with the religion.
It could span time. It could span.
It could.
You know, she could grow up.
Well, the next book, it should be coming out in the next year or something.
Yeah, it's not finished yet.
What's douchebag McGee's name? Who's king right now? What's his name?
Who knows? There's like six of them right now.
At the end of the season of the TV show.
That little kid, he sucks.
How many times do you want to...
You know what, though? He's doing his job for sure.
I was afraid.
His job?
No,
I was afraid.
I'm saying as an actor, he makes.
No, no, no. I was afraid.
Like, as a king? Oh my god!
How many people want to slap him in person?
That's what
like,
I mean.
In real life?
That's what I mean.
A lot. Yeah.
A lot
of women.
There's a lot.
There's a website where it's just him holding puppies because he's like, look,
please don't slap
he's like,
me.
He's like, I am a good person. I'm not this guy.
That's what happens when you play a villain. That's what happens when you play a villain that well.
Excellent. So,
all right.
I'm going one of the female.
I'm
going
to say chick.
I'm okay with that.
I
like that answer.
The little girl. I don't know her name.
I think the woman who was paired up to marry. If a woman's going to become queen. No. Was she red hair? The one who was going to marry the other Baratheon, and then she ended up getting engaged to Joffrey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Marjorie
yeah.
Oh, the
Tully.
One with that dress that
is it Marjorie Tully? I can't remember.
Well, yeah. What, can't,
with the gay brother?
Can't the
yeah,
chick,
with the gay brother.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she's great.
Can't the chick with the dinosaurs be the
Dragons?
Dragons.
Daenerys.
Dinosaurs.
No, Daenerys
she's
Targaryen.
She's got her own stuff like handled. She doesn't need to marry anybody. She's got her dragons.
Have you read the books? Her. Are you on the books?
No.
I think she's going to die.
She's a badass.
So. You need to read the books.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
You need to read the books.
Did you see how the last one ended, though? It was all about that.
It was all about that.
I love her. Screaming into that mic.
I love the
time to get on the
dragons.
Excited.
Time to
next
flex
question,
your reading
please.
Muscles.
Right. Please, next question. Jesus.
Yeah, that was a bad question. Bad David.
Might be a better
right.
panel with
I don't
two
know.
People.
Do you want to do this one?
No, go ahead. Read it.
All right. Do you have Bieber fever?
Oh, do this, I have Bieber yeah. fever? Who's
Giovanni Ramirez?
Is that an STD?
Giovanni Ramirez asked that. So Giovanni, my main man, this guy's a... I know Giovanni. He's a
pro baseball
accomplished,
player.
No, he's an accomplished musician, like the real deal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Celebrity.
Yeah, he is the real deal. So, my main man Giovanni asks, "Do I have Bieber?" I don't think so.
You do know a Bieber song, though.
I do.
On.
I will never
admit
say
it.
Never. I will never say Bieber, never. Bieber, yeah, they did that.
I like that boyfriend song. It's pretty good.
Wow, you guys have Bieber fever.
Yeah.
Dude, that kid's going to get like shot in the street somewhere. I feel so bad for him.
Did you hear about
him
spitting on his fans?
He's being very disrespectful.
He about to get shot.
He's being very, very disrespectful.
He's just being a teenager. Come on.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
It's hard, man. It's hard out here for a pimp.
He's really dumb, though, too, and it's really sad.
He's a child with a lot of money.
He's like, he's astonishingly dumb from every interview you like see of him. It's like,
he's stupid dumb. He shakes his head to shake his head.
He doesn't know what the word German means. He walks into like screen doors. He didn't know what the Sistine Chapel was.
Did you see him walk
into
that?
He's being watched all the time, so anything clumsy
he
does
world,
is being
but you have to understand criticized.
But he's funny.
Yeah, but you have to understand something. His world doesn't consist of that. If your world doesn't consist of that, why would you know it?
I thought consist most Canadians were smart, man. That's all I thought. No.
Canadians are great.
If he's been a celebrity for X amount of years and it revolves around...
Since he was like 6 years old or something, I guess.
If it revolves around the fame and dealing with you know, famous elements, like, there's certain things, why would he know anything about that? It doesn't pertain to
his socialization is definitely different from ours.
And if you sat
there's a pattern with people like that, celebrity-wise, who have been pretty famous.
James Franco is a genius, and he's been an actor since he was 16.
Well, I'm not saying all.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, to be a child like that, everyone's going to handle
stuff. Yeah, James Franco's amazing.
Everything's going to handle stuff differently. If he's just, you know, if he's spitting, if he's yelling, having temper tantrums, you know, but if he's not, you know, out smoking smack and shooting shit into his veins and stuff like that, you know, more power to him. You know, is he
not doing that?
Are
what do you mean?
Smoking no pot?
How do we
really?
Know? Well, I'm saying like everybody
that's
smokes
all.
Pot. I'm
that's
talking
what I'm
about
saying. So it's just
how do you know
pot
he's not
spitting on?
Well,
his...
how do you know he's not shooting we smack?
Well, look, we don't.
They're making up.
They're just making out.
They're making
it
out.
Yeah, they're going at it.
I don't see
dang,
him.
Wait a minute. Let me get a better view.
Get a picture of it.
Some porn going on outside.
Yeah. Get a video actually. HD it.
Yeah. Lovers.
It's youth, Jam and Java youth.
Yeah, but overall, I'd say I don't have Bieber fever. It's even hard to say.
You took it so seriously.
Well, I mean,
point.
You know, the guys.
That's why I asked
I'm not,
you
I, don't, I never
to
really,
that
I never
one.
Really jumped on the bandwagon as far as hating them. I mean, I don't hate people because they're successful or they're, you know, driving around a Ferrari and they've got women and they got, you know, what are you going to do?
No, man, you can't be jealous of somebody. That's not why you would hate him. You'd hate him if he was
and he's
a bad
not
person.
Really, he's not really flaunting it. Like, he's not thrown out there. Everyone's chasing him to get information. You know what I mean?
I like his hair.
He's not really putting it out there. He shows up. He wants to go on a date. Where the paparazzi's all over him. If he wants to go to a premiere, paparazzi's
dates,
all over
him. He dated a witch.
If he gets into a fender bender, the paparazzi is all on him. So it's not like he's not out, like, you know, doing things to, you know, draw attention to himself. He's just doing what any kid would do if they had $1 zillion.
Yeah. Well, he's
trying to have fun.
He's just acting like
you would date
a
witch. Too?
I don't know anything about that, but I've dated a couple witches. No, I take that back.
Okay.
No, I take that back. They're all...
Quick retraction.
Very nice women.
The ombudsman interrupts and tells you that's wrong.
I might have dated one or two witches, but no. I don't know if they're witches.
So, pretty much no Bieber fever.
None. No.
All right.
None.
Zero.
To speak of.
Next.
What do we got?
All right, this is from John Michael.
John Michael
Gotti.
Right.
Our boy.
John Michael Gotti.
Can you play Twerk It by Busta Rhymes featuring Nicki Minaj?
Yes, son, play it.
Man, I had no idea what...
And he says you have to watch the music video and tell us your opinion.
Yeah, you do. That's a good video.
I can't pull up my computer. I didn't even know what twerking was.
Everybody
talked about it on our last podcast.
I love that term so much.
Twerking.
If I had a chance to finish my statement, I would have gotten to that.
Is it?
But go ahead, please, talk about twerking while I pull up this
I don't
video.
Know what twerking is.
No?
Is it an ass shake?
Kind of.
Okay, then I know what twerking is.
It was all over Jay-Z's album now.
Is it?
Yeah, you talk. Well, that's why I mentioned Miley Cyrus twerking, because it was like
a line. Well, I've seen that.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
I think it's just twerking.
Yeah, feel free to talk about twerking, it. Guys. Jesus, no, I don't want
to. I'm not really trying to. It's not really a good topic of discussion, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of unfamiliar.
The video.
Miley Cyrus
is good.
You guys are so white.
I am white.
Ah, skeet. Remember when nobody knew what skeet was? Like that?
I don't even know what skeet is.
I don't either.
That's when you guys say you're so white.
Damn, son, you're so white.
You're so white.
Twerking. I didn't know there was a name.
Yeah.
On it. I did talk about it in the last podcast. It was a, we just called it, I don't know,
it's like
dancing.
It's like sticking your ass in a
freaking.
It's like sticking your ass in a paint shaker.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Is that how they learn?
I don't know.
All right.
That's what it reminds me
never
of.
Never heard of that.
What? Yeah, so the
Bailey,
whole.
You're so white.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. The whole thing about twerking is it's on Vine, it's on everything. Everyone's
yeah, it's
twerking
like the new thing.
In odd places.
15
so.
Seconds of twerking it.
Yeah, twerking
it's like
in
the new
library.
It's like the new what was that thing? What was never mind.
I'm sorry, man.
Like this is the video.
Was it in Busta's in it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a Busta
song.
Yeah.
Really?
Featuring Nicki Minaj.
Who I love.
I don't know.
Do you really?
Harlem Shake, that was a thing, right?
I can love shitty stuff, too.
It's the new Harlem Shake.
Internet in here is kind of slow, so it might be kind of hard to
super slow.
Yeah, pull up. So, but yes, what was the question on it?
Well, just what's your opinion on that video?
So you
he
have
wants
to watch
you to watch it.
It
and he wants
I think
your
he expects
opinion.
You to read this question before the show or something.
I can't even.
I don't know. Fail whale.
We were working before
it's a fail
the show.
Whale.
Shut him out. Listen close. What we come for, though?
Yeah.
I haven't heard Buzz in a while.
Oh, he's everywhere. Yeah.
I like albums.
Oh, yeah?
On Rocket Chips, yeah.
He made a big comeback the last couple
really?
Of years. Yeah.
I mean, I've always liked him.
You guys have talked over anything.
He said you listen to it, not us.
Yeah. You guys want to look at it? Basically, it's Busta Rhymes in a Jamaican style.
It's good.
And they're doing a slow motion twerk. Busta Rhymes.
He still got it.
Looks like a bodybuilder. On extra steroids,
yeah,
holding a
does.
Lot
He's
of water
big.
Weight. Yeah, and they're wearing a lot of captain's hats.
I saw
a lot of captain's hats.
A lot of captain's hats. Yeah. A lot of slow body.
A lot of like MCM and Louis Vuitton and Gucci captain's hats and jackets.
Yeah.
It's almost like a stylish Nazi outfit of some sort.
Yeah, but that does what it looks like what he's wearing.
And they have Spawn in it. Isn't this Spawn from Spider-Man or something?
What are
this
you
Spawn.
Even talking about?
You have to look at it. Why don't you come over here and look
no,
at it?
No, it's not. I know it's not. I don't know what the hell you're talking
That's
about.
That's not... Who is this
Busta
character?
Rhymes, like,
please,
has
come
mask
over here,
or
man.
Something on.
What the fuck am I doing here tonight? Are you telling me this is not like a Spider-Man character right here? It's Spawn, isn't it?
It's like a weird mask with teeth.
There, let me rewind it then. It's going to take an hour to boot up. But it like boots up into like a, or he morphs.
Yeah, he does morph. He
into
transforms
like
into
Spawn
it.
Spawn or something.
Like in and out though.
It might not be Spawn, but it's some...
I don't know what it is. It's a weird mask face.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Face.
Yeah, the fucking thing. I'll show you when it comes back up. It's probably either in there. John Michael, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's some good
you
connection.
Brought up this damn, you brought up this
He's
damn
gonna love
subject.
That we even said his name.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Let's see if it comes up.
So are you gonna give your opinion on the song?
I kind of like it. Here it is. Now look at this dude. Come over here real quick. I want you to put eyes on it. It's messing up my production value up. Pretty girl, only her body and only her breasts. Physical, only watch this happen. No one could attest. Digital. Venom. I knew it was Venom.
Of course, they would know. Of course, Bailey knows.
These motherfuckers. I'm gonna choke these.
Twerk it. Twerk it, Brandon.
Venom.
Bailey, you want to twerk for us?
I'm doing it right now at a million miles a second like a hummingbird.
Bailey just twerked.
Man,
he's
no.
He did.
I just look like a dog that found. I just look like a dog that found an awesome leg. Is what I just look like.
Twerking is the craze. I mean, it's especially now that it has a name. It's been going on for I can't even tell you how long. I've seen
it around.
Twerk.
Everybody talks about crumping and crimping and twerking and go.
There it is.
Yeah, I love twerking. I love original. Not me twerking, but I like
skanking.
I love
that's the white. That's the white boy. That's the white boy version of the crimping.
Yeah, we like
that. Was kind of cool, though.
That's what they do to ska. White boys dance to ska music.
No, you had it. It was Spider-Man. You had it.
Next question. We like the video. We like everything about it. We even like the captain's hat. I'm going to get a captain's hat.
Well, this question's going to take me an hour to read.
Yeah, that looks...
Who's the question from?
Anthony Quinn.
Tony Quinn. He was on a podcast.
Yes, he was.
My main man. Tony, he runs Cleveland Park Wines and Spirits. Is it Wine and Spirits? I think it's Wine and Spirits in Cleveland Park in Washington, D.C. Yep. You guys go check him out.
Nice.
What you got?
Two questions.
Two.
Number one. Why do the big corporate... This is more about wine, so we're changing the topic.
That's all right.
Why do the big corporations constantly blur the boundaries of businesses and encroach constantly on stores that specialize in certain fields like wine?
What?
Yeah. Basically, do corporations take over, you know, and...
it's the same thing with the rap game. It's the same thing.
Step on the little guy.
It's money. It's money, man. And there's no... And what's missing is that... It's again, and it goes back to not only the hip-hop rap question,
but
it goes back to the action movie thing.
Totally. No,
you're missing, weird how it all links together.
It does.
You're missing the human element. You're missing the personal connection. They don't give a shit about the little man. They don't give a shit about Cleveland Park or Anthony Quinn, much less... You know, they don't give a shit about Mary Smith or Merle or any of the customers that we know that come into the store and their name. And like today, we had a customer came in and they were concerned because of the heat that their dog was out there. And I said, bring the dog in. What are you doing here?
Oh, that couple? Really?
Yeah.
That dog they were dog sitting?
Yeah, bring the dog in. Yeah. All right.
And that dog was human so misbehaved.
Connection.
Yeah. I mean,
it ties to everything.
Come on, man. So it ties to everything. The answer, you know, long and short, and Tony knows this. I know he knows it because he talked about it on our podcast at great length, and he's right. You know, these corporations, they come in and they have an agenda, and their agenda is to make
money.
Their agenda is not to my voice is getting raspy. The agenda is not not to build.
I always thought their agenda was to cure cancer. I don't know.
Their excuse me. Their agenda is not to build community. And it's not.
That's lost.
They think it is, but it's not to build a community. They don't give a shit about that. They give a shit about their money and their numbers, their profit margins, and how much they can sell. That's it. And that's where we're losing.
And that's in any industry.
Except for the porn industry, where there's still good people.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because we do need money,
go
and we
back to porn with you,
hey, seriously, we do need money, and we do need corporations. We need our economy to be stimulated and moving forward. But at the same time, we can't lose sight of what makes us, you know, what makes us great. What makes us
human?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it.
Unique. Yeah.
I need something to drink, like another one of these.
I don't know if there's any more there. There you go.
Yeah, just open that. I need something in my on my throat. But when it comes down to it, it's it's that connection, and I think that's where they miss it. You know, they try to come in and they buy these wine bars and these stores, and thank you, Brandon. They pass them off as mom and pop, but they're not mom and pop. Okay. Yeah,
they have that corporate mentality.
You go to, you know, nothing against Wegmans or places like that, but you go there and they set it up. Yeah, because they're catering to the mass audience.
Yeah, they are.
And they
got everything.
And they want to speed up our experience. They want to speed up everything so it's fast. But I say slow it down. Slow it down. That's all.
Yeah. As a lifelong introvert, I'm a big fan of less human interaction and more quick in and out of every store.
Introvert.
Yeah.
Not on this podcast.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, I can talk about my body, but nothing else.
Oh, Lord.
No, that's fine. There are some people like that, but at the same time, what made America great was everything that we built with our hands, with our minds, that we came together and put this thing together and put the wheels in motion. That's what made it. As soon as we started going off and looking, when you start looking at money being your motivational factor, that's when and people will argue this, but that's when GM and that's when the big, you know, when and everything started crashing. When they were building cars with hands, hands-on experience and hands-on with the people. And people, not only that, they invested in the people.
Yeah.
Not just the people that work there, but you invest in your customers.
Yes. Once the Japanese taught us how to really build cars, we really did it right.
When you invest in your customers and you recognize your customers or who they are and include them in this family operation, they give back to you tenfold.
Yep, I couldn't agree more.
And a key thing to this, and you guys know I'm on the Adam Carolla bandwagon, but just this week alone, Carolla raised $1 million on a grassroots campaign to raise money and fund a new movie that he's making. Think about that. $1 million in less than a month.
Crowdfunding is unbelievably huge now.
Yes, these are his fans that he asked to help fund and create a product for them.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, Kickstarter and all that kind of stuff. That's cool.
Well, he didn't do Kickstarter, but like all that stuff is amazing. It's so unbelievable how well it's working.
The Zach Braff movie,
The man.
Oh, Zach Braff's doing one?
Listen, I didn't know that. The man, yes, he is. What they are doing is genius because you are a part of it. Yeah, sometimes you get something out of the deal, a cool t-shirt, you get your name on the credits, but at the same time, you're a part of the bigger picture.
And you're keeping producers out of the mix who usually ruin that shit.
I'm a backer on the Zach Braff's movie. I get updates 2-3 times a week, just completely personalized to everything that's going on for the audience that he's catering to. It's great.
That's what I think corporations, a lot of corporations, not just in the wine business, but in technology and cars. You have the Walmarts and places like that. That's the thing that they miss is that they talk the talking, but they're not really investing in their employees and they're not investing in their communities.
Yeah.
You know, they find a place, they post up, they do what they got to do, and they stay there for as long as they can until the resources run dry, and then they hop and they go someplace else. Hollywood is big on that. Hollywood's big on that. G motherfucking M is huge on that. All the car manufacturers for that.
That's why people would stick with GM.
They swallowed the Rust Belt whole, man.
Look
He's
at
gone.
Flint. Look at Detroit. I mean, it's a whole thing.
People would stick with GM,
Toledo,
their entire lives.
Yeah, it irritates me. And yeah, go ahead, Bailey.
Yeah, I was just saying, I mean, from the experience back in the day, people would stick with GMs their entire lives. And that's why a lot of places go out of business now, I think. And they're just, somebody tries it,
model. You used to have careers, and now you have part-time jobs.
Yeah. There's enough room to go around. There's enough wine to go around. There's enough, before you know it, these same corporations are buying up land. They're buying up wineries. They're buying up, and they keep the wineries the same name, and you think, this is a family-owned winery. No, it isn't. It's owned by a big corporation, and they just keep the old family-owned name, and they're just producing.
The one in Reston Town Center is like that, I think, right?
What?
Because the one in Reston Town Center has like some sort of family name, but then it's like a somebody production company or something.
I don't know.
You ever seen the wine shop out in Town Center?
Tasting room, but I don't know about wine.
There's also a wine store, just like a wine
store. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's up by the Hyatt, but I don't know anything about that to call them out and say that's part of this or that. But my whole point is when your goal is to mass produce anything, even a rap record, and you're just marketing for the sake of marketing, and you're calling shout outs to Cristal or Aces or this, that.
I don't think anybody likes Cristal anymore.
Bentleys and blah, blah, blah. You know, it loses its soul. You lose it. You lose your soul. And people are smart. People still have a voice in this country and the world, and you can see it, and they're shaking things up, and people should listen. When you're out here, especially in a wine business, me being a former owner of a wine shop, and I felt that point of that spear, it's not fun. It's not fun, the guy, to be out there every day grinding it out, meeting and greeting people, and then you get somebody that opens up that has millions and millions, if not billions of dollars, that is out there, and they're not true. They're not faithful to the craft.
Well, here's what you got to do then, because there's no way you're going to compete that way, and it also doesn't do any good to whine or complain about like the big companies that come in. You got to show why you're worth it.
That's
you
right.
have to prove why you're Quinn, worth the more money, because you can't compete with the price, but you have to prove why you're worth it.
Yes, and you know that. But as a man, as a person, as a woman, as a company, as a store, that it takes its toll on you. I mean, you're out there grinding it out.
You're going to work twice as hard,
yep,
ten times as hard as them.
But these guys should be recognized. There should be, and they do. Online, we have Yelp. If you go on Yelp now and you look up Anthony Quinn and you look up Cleveland Park.
Sometimes Yelp is a little shitty, though.
That's what I was about to say. They, there are like, some issues. Some stuff. If you're not a Yelp member, then they'll delete your comments.
They
it's
also, like,
the
if you get a bad review as your first review, it hangs with you a lot longer than if you get a couple good reviews first.
It's
the algorithm's bullshit.
And again, that goes down to people like ourselves that try to find different mediums of communicating with people, like this podcast or our Facebook pages or stuff like that, where we give shout outs and we tell people, you know, what we think about
them. Word of mouth is definitely still the best, because you hear it from a friend of yours who you trust
it's
the
more
opinion
trustworthy.
Of.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can put confidence in it.
And I'd say Anthony Quinn and everything that he does and the people that he's in contact with, you know, we vouch for him. And we work at different wine shops, at quote-unquote competitors, but who gives a shit? When it comes down to it, I'll stand up next to him.
Family.
I'll stand up next to him every day, any day of the week, and he can call me at any time of the day, and I'd be more than happy to work with him and his team.
Yeah,
so they're doing the right thing, and that part of Washington, D.C., Cleveland Park, is up like maybe a mile or so, not even a mile from the National Zoo. So it's a great place to go in.
Yeah,
even if you're not drinking, just go in and say hi to him and pick his brain.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy. Knows the arts, knows cinema, the whole nine. You should talk to him.
The
cinema
tech.
Yeah, he's a great guy. What was the other part?
The other part of his question is the longer part.
Let's see.
It'll take a minute to read it. Yeah, might not read it so well. It's going to take a minute to load up again. Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi issues. All right, here we go. So also, number two. Why does all the coverage and focus always go to restaurants and chefs and sommeliers and hardly ever to the retail stores? It's kind of like a continuation of what you were talking about.
It's tough.
In fact, the retail stores do most of the work, the teaching, et cetera, make many customers better aware of and the first their own palates and trusting them and working with them and not fighting with them. And also second, providing choices that better fit the customer, their budget, wishes, et cetera. In an easier atmosphere to converse one-on-one without any intimidation. A more comfortable exchange in many instances that can...
Quinn!
Yeah, he's all about this. He's all about the connection with the people. Basically, he's saying that it all happens in the retail level and not really in the corporate level.
And
he's
answered,
why is it not like that?
He's
more.
Answering his question
basically.
Himself. I mean, he knows it. It just goes down to the jocks and the nerds. You know what I mean? Not saying that the retailer guys and the nerds, but you know, the jocks are always going to get to claim the fame because they're out there.
I think there are a lot of people that respect the retail scene for that kind of for specialty goods like that. Though, like I go to cigar shops
you have, like,
and
the
I love
wine, and then you have like the smaller guys.
I think what he's,
you know?
I think what he's talking
about
for
wine. Too, I guess I don't think about it that way.
I think what he's talking about more so is like restaurant sommeliers get to claim the fame because people they just remember the restaurants and they do hold them in high regard because the magazines are always bragging.
I was
going to
say wine magazines talk about sommeliers, but they really don't talk about shops. They'll talk about wineries, but they don't talk about the shop that sells the wine.
No, because they're talking about the corporations.
I agree with that. Yeah.
That's true.
Because they're talking about the companies and the corporations.
Big wine. is that a term you guys use? Big wine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're,
it's a huge wine. It's a big wine.
Yeah, they're definitely...
That's true. We do.
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, they're definitely putting a lot of focus on the corporations and those corporations that are buying the ads in the magazines like Wine Spectator and Wine Enthusiast and Wine and Spirits and stuff like that that fund and you know make up those. And not all of them do, but somehow the restaurant is the bright shining star of the industry.
Yeah,
but
and
at the same
really
time,
not the ones. They're not the ones who know.
Yeah,
they know.
They know a little bit.
Well, they got to be trained.
Like they get a lot of attention.
Master Smart. Well, yeah,
you don't
get that title
attention.
Easily.
Yeah, I beats the hell out of me why it is that way. But you know that's part of what Brandon said earlier. The retailer is going to have to work twice as hard.
And we do.
They're going to have to work twice as hard to get that. Now,
I love cigar shops for that kind
of
like.
I know what
feeling.
Every one of my customers. I know their palate.
Well,
after a tasting, I know what to recommend to them, and they will trust my recommendation.
You know the funny thing. The funny thing is,
eh.
The funny thing is they need to, I think Wine Spectator and any other publications, they definitely need to shine the light on the retailer.
Stop twerking
more.
The board there. I keep hearing it every year.
They definitely need to. It's important because how many people know Anthony Quinn's name? You know what I mean?
I do.
I didn't know who that was.
No. Yeah. You haven't listened to the podcast.
You haven't listened to it?
No, they just listen in when they're on it.
I listened to the one you did about Adam Carolla.
But I want to stay on, I want to stay on this subject. The importance of knowing in the area, like you come to Washington, D.C., you should know, you know, a half a dozen
wine guys.
Yes. And they, not you, but people from Wyoming.
I do know, I know many.
People, right. People from Wyoming, people from Michigan, people, those names should be household names. And but yet
it's
we
not
always
really
know.
Like that.
No. And it's always been that way.
It should be kind of like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should. You should. They should be, they should have. They should have.
You should know your neighborhood wine guy.
Yeah, you
really
should.
Be like, I'm going to go to Steve because he's my wine guy.
Yeah, he knows me. He knows what I like. Yeah. He knows what
Maybe
I cook.
We should make an app.
We used to have wine guys, and this is my car. Idea. This is my car guy who fixes my car, and this is my electronics guy who makes sure my tubes and my
or
TV
wine,
turn on.
How about wine baseball cards? But app would be better.
Rookie of the year.
No,
this guy got schlossed.
App thought, would be though, used more.
App could be like a...
But it goes into publications. You need to lobby and get, get more attention, get people to write articles, get the press to get involved. And is there a story there? You know, is it is more of a story? Oh, this wine and dining experience at this restaurant, and this is a so many...
I think there's more story when it's more human.
Yeah, it all comes back to the grind and the people that are in the trenches, like Anthony Quinn and Victor Mendez and countless other...
Sommelier in the magazine for pouring some guy a glass of wine when the guys are actually shucking the wine. You don't get me?
I don't know what the answer is to why it is. I think we are all in agreement.
It is
one sided, and we need to figure a way to keep pushing and promoting through this podcast and other outlets to let people know that these people exist, and these are some of the people that are contributing along with sommeliers.
Sure.
Of course.
People, there's just got to be a better balance.
There's great bartenders.
There needs to be more
recognition.
You know what you should do? Encourage people to do the corking fees at restaurants where they have to go out and get their own bottle of wine.
It's already like that in Virginia.
One of the things...
Well, no, in D.C. Like, It was illegal for a little bit, and now they started doing it, and I don't think it's all that popular yet, though. And I think it's a cool
it's
idea.
It's still pretty new in Virginia, too, actually, bringing your own bottle and corking fees.
That's totally new.
Yeah.
That gets them to go into the wine shop first and figure out what bottle
One of the things I used to do, network my ass off, and what I would do is, and again, this goes back to what you said about working twice as hard. I would align myself up with Fleming's. I aligned myself with the local Thai restaurant in the area. I aligned myself up when I owned a wine shop with the some of the Capital Grille, the top restaurants, and I would do wine events, wine dinners.
Yeah.
And I get to know their customers while I was there, and then that way they would know Malcolm from this wine shop. So twice as much work, man.
Definitely.
We got a lot of work to do, Tony. So keep up the good work.
You've inspired me, man. I'm going to go out and like push all the independent wine stores
there
around.
There you go. So what's the next question? I think Bailey's going to read the next question.
All right. So the next question is from Cedric Maston.
Ah, Cedric.
Cedric.
Yeah. AKA Peach. Peaches. Peaches and I grew up together. Peach used to drive a raggedy ass fucking van in Flint, Michigan, and he'd come pick us up. So, we didn't have, like, in my day, we didn't have, like, everyone had, like, you know, BMWs and stuff like that. And
I don't have a BMW, and only looking at me.
You're missing a hubcap, too.
I am missing a hubcap. I park in bad neighborhoods.
Jesus. And Peach and I go way, way back. Good guy.
So the question
is... I don't know if he still has the van.
Who came first, chicken or the egg?
Ah, fuck you, Peach.
That's a good question.
I like them apples. I told you I was going to call you out.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Hit the bricks, man. Don't give me no question like that. Keep it real. I know you got something better than that. Who came first? I don't know. Probably my hand across your face when I see you.
A mushroom tattoo on your forehead.
All right, so this is a good question. This is Sarah Fitzgerald. And Sarah asks, if we see a movie tonight, should it be Two Guns, Fruitvale Station, or Wolverine? And I can only speak to two of these, but I know you saw Fruitvale Station, right?
I saw all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone and anyone should see Fruitvale.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I need to see that.
Hands
down.
Yeah,
I want to see it big time.
If you want to see something with the human element, human connection, people acting, no CGI.
Yeah.
You know, no run-of-the-mill bullshit, tight script, acting superb. That's it. Why Brandon yawns.
What about that?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, but keep in mind, you will cry. Like,
yeah,
it's a tearjerker.
I've read about it.
I'm already crying.
I've read about it.
But yeah, if you want to just go have a good time, ride a roller coaster, any of the what were the other ones?
Wolverine and Two Guns.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Two Guns, and that's you know, it's popcorn, bubble gum. You know,
I don't know which one.
It was
one
like
I'd,
sour bubble gum.
Yeah,
I don't know which one I'd recommend over the other.
Somebody farted in the bubble.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But it's fun to watch Mark Wahlberg. And,
but I mean, it's fun to watch Mark Wahlberg be Mark Wahlberg. But it's also depressing to watch Denzel career plummet to nothing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it plummeted, but I did say when,
it's
when
going
we left,
down.
When we left the theater, I said, I hope this isn't the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
No, I think Flight might have been the beginning of the end.
No, Flight was just... Flight was, as Robert Downey Jr. said, he went full retard. So not so much full retard.
You never go full retard.
But he definitely went...
He went full drunk.
Too much drama.
He strayed too much from his...
No, it wasn't him. It was a script.
He should be a casual badass.
Well, that's what I mean. He went into something that was... far from what he usually does. And
Zemeckis
it,
made that movie, right?
Yeah, Zemeckis.
So, yeah, he went too dramatic with
Zemeckis
it.
Zemeckis is hit and miss.
And,
that was bad.
And he should have had more of a comedic element, which they tried to do with John
Goodman's
character.
I agree.
But it was just too much darkness.
Well, I just remember the trailers for that movie, and I know we're kind of going on a tangent here, but made it look a lot more humorous than it was.
Yeah.
Because
it
turned out to be super dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was going to get a little bit of drama, but that I thought there was going to be a lot more humor.
And there's, I don't know, I thought the whole romantic part of it was really pointless.
It's not much humor in
there.
Very pointless. I think it's a bad subject in general, because there's not much humor about a plane crash.
Never.
Or alcoholism.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's not funny either.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know...
Exploring that, but...
No, I'm saying there was no room to be funny
dark
in the
movie.
But
answer Sarah's question. Sarah, yeah, a movie that you must see, and I encourage everyone to go see.
Fruitvale.
Yeah,
I've been reading about
it's
it.
So
for
good.
Time,
so
I need to see it. Everybody,
yeah,
I want to see it too.
If you want to put your money on, if you want to put
emotional.
Money on something that's
Fruitvale
gonna,
Station.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
The most impact, probably Fruitvale Station, definitely by far.
We need to do our own like movie awards that's better than the Oscars, because that movie's not going to win an Oscar, and it probably should.
I think that's it.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
That was it?
That's it.
Was the rest just like arguments or something?
No. Just responses.
Yeah.
Quick
Excellent.
Responses.
Well,
we got through them all. Wow.
Yeah. I'm happy about that, because my last one...
missed them.
Yeah, I think Sarah had a question on the last one.
Oh.
But I don't remember what it was.
You mean
I think,
the last podcast?
Yeah. I like the Q&A. Kinda.
Oh, I love it. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'll get... We'll,
changes
we'll,
it up a little
we'll
bit.
We'll get better at it.
You guys should ask some political questions. We want to get political.
We can
here.
Do that too. Yeah, we can just ask a question and throw it out there.
Sure.
See what happens.
I think it's good idea. It changes it up.
Yeah.
Explores different topics. It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. I can't remember what else I was going to talk about, but what else you guys
drone
got?
Warfare.
What is it? They were talking
you
want to
talk about drone warfare?
You know, they were talking about that on Joe Rogan's podcast I was listening to today, one of his latest podcasts, and they were talking about how it's going to be an all-out drone-on-drone, almost kind of like Terminator.
Robotic warfare.
Yeah. So it's amazing. And that goes back to technology. I mean, who knew? Like, even when I pulled this out on my last podcast and everyone saw the equipment when I was with Tony and Jeff, and they're like, wow, you've really invested. You know, what, 15, 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't have this, the computer, the iPads, the
Mics.
Getting online. Even if the internet's slow, we're so impatient now.
I know.
That we're like,
come
oh, this internet
on.
Won't.
Yeah, it took 30 seconds to
come get on, load.
So it's only a matter of time before we have our own Big Mac from what was that Matthew Broderick movie in the 80s?
So, yeah. I don't know.
War Games. Big Mac was the name of the supercomputer.
That's right. They're redoing that one. They're redoing
Are they
that
redoing
one
that?
Yeah.
Or Whopper or something. Some sort of sandwich name was the robot.
Yeah, they're redoing that. No, Mac. I thought you're right.
Was it Mac? They're doing a... Or they did a sequel to it a long time ago.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
robots are alive, man.
Yeah, robots are alive and well. Mm-hmm. It's another double-edged sword.
It's crazy.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's
kind of terrifying.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like Brandon just said about the drones. I mean, what are you going to do about that?
We're going to throw Obama in jail because he's committed a ton of war crimes.
Oh. Yeah, well, they all do, man.
Well, I know. We should probably put them all in jail. It doesn't mean you don't like tell them that they should probably be in jail.
You're right. Everyone needs to be held accountable, but, you know.
They won't, but it's fun to say it.
To jail.
Yeah.
None of the good ones.
Yeah.
Not Nixon, my boy.
Your boy?
My boy Nixon.
What?
with a scrappy little dog and his eczema.
We need to figure a way to we need to figure a way to produce a political podcast for Brandon.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, probably.
My politics.
I had a political podcast.
That's right.
I'll let you know. My politics are a lot different than the plane that you are on. Yeah, I'm from a different time.
I don't know if I would consider what I said normal either.
I think no. I like listening to you, and I like listening. I've learned a lot just listening to little bits and stuff that you've said. So I think we should figure a way to find you a worthy opponent.
I used to have a sparring partner named Patrick.
Yeah, I like Patrick.
He was a goofy guy.
Haggerty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why don't we also give out his address?
Yeah. His phone number.
Yeah.
His license plate.
I'm just not gonna talk.
Yeah, that's funny. It's not that bad.
Nah,
it's fine. You know, you got 30 strong on this podcast.
Yeah, we're really all out
be
there.
More than 30 people just lie.
I don't think I could hold up in a political podcast. Something
I could
do it.
But you know, it varies. I like hearing other people's opinions.
That's actually what
serious.
I more than anything.
Yeah,
I like to hear other people's reasons.
Yeah.
Because I want to assume it's that everybody
seriousness.
Has a good reason for their argument. Even though they don't always.
We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do a Q&A, like you said.
Yeah, like
see where it takes us.
Political.
Did you say throw Obama in jail? I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, he did.
No. America Bailey. Wouldn't. America can't throw him in jail.
Bailey. No, I was just clarifying.
The International Criminal Court would throw him in jail.
I was just clarifying.
Oh, Bailey.
Bailey's sweating. He doesn't want that.
Brandon's dry.
What is the name of the international jail? The Hague? Something like that.
Fucking Bailey.
He should be in there.
Bailey would jump in front of a bullet for the president, boy. He'll take it.
Well, man, he's still our president, but he also committed war crimes. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for any president.
That'd be another subject. But, yo, guys, right. I got to wrap this up. So,
all right, we're done.
Here we go.
Good night.
Who's going to close us out? Bailey, why don't you close us out, man?
It's been a while.
Do it, son.
It has been a while. Well.
Hit it.
Have a good night.
What do you say? You know I don't do good.
Domino, motherfucker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The body, you rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. So what's your status? I be the baddest, be the hit the scene since the gangsta lean. I'm more ears. So what you got to say? I hope you're bubbling it, baby. Now bubbling it my way. Let it rain. Ain't no sort up in the game. Still want you to say. Ain't a thing changed. Instead of knocking boots, we be kicking down Gore-Tex. Except it ain't raw sex, roughnecks. Throw your hands in the air. Let me hear you say, oh yeah. Trust you, me, I blow up shop. About to blow the roof right off of hip hop. I rock the party that rocks the body.